I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
Bro, Jane, and Jello, wait, that comes to nothing.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a parade?
Good news. I saw a dog today.
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome men, welcome women, welcome blacks, welcome whites, welcome Asians, welcome all of those of all ethnicities and genders and sexual orientations and religions.
Except for the fucking Eagles fans.
Well, we have Daniel Tom Chesson is an Eagles fan, he listens, so he can come, but that's it.
Alright, but we're not happy about it.
Yeah, we're not happy about it. Like, we're happy listening, obviously.
Not these next 2 weeks.
We're not happy about your team. We can be friends again. We're not friends. You're listening to a non-friendly podcast towards you. But we're going to be friends in like 2 weeks, okay? So yeah. Just hang with us,
2 weeks
Daniel.
Of hostility, and then we're...
I don't want to do this, but I feel like the football gods require me to do this. And I'm still not happy about it. I don't know if you guys know this. We already mentioned fuck the Eagles. But like, I don't know if you know this, that the entire city of Philadelphia's like biggest hero is Rocky Balboa, who many people forget is not real. That's not a real, like, not based on a real true story
it's
or
close.
Anything. It's not. Not at all. So, like, they got a statue. They all go, and that's it. It was like, you guys like a movie. Like, you know, like, you had other guys that were bigger deals.
It's the only positive portrayal like of their city of the last
right,
50
so,
years.
Right, so we have the new PTG shirts, pastthegreatmerch.com. Rocky isn't real. If you are anti-Eagles, then...
Check it out.
If you're not yet, you may be after we tell you... some things in the comeback.
Or if you're just
segment.
Anti-movies, go
you
pick could, one up too.
Yeah, if you're anti, if you just hate movies,
yeah.
You hate boxing, boxing causes concussions. Maybe. Rocky wasn't real. Just go tell everybody that.
Yeah.
So there we go. Shout out to Daniel Tom Chesson. You're a boy, though.
Danny boy.
Just not when it comes to football teams. So how's it going, bud?
It's going.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Still perfect attendance on your run on Past the Gravy.
Crushing it.
It's pretty great. Pretty great. I'm not, we were talking about it earlier. Like, I'm kind of getting into the rhythm of a Wednesday podcast,
yeah.
You know? Bobby Jokes was also agreeing where we were used to doing the Tuesdays. Are you liking Tuesdays or Wednesdays better?
I think I prefer Tuesdays, actually.
You do?
Yeah, but Wednesdays isn't
bad. Yeah, well, fuck you.
There's nothing bad about Wednesdays.
Well, who do you prefer better, like Chris or Pat?
Oh,
that's a tough question.
That's a tough one. I mean, I don't know. I think I would
are race, you going to offend race, minority people or are you going to offend fat people?
Yeah,
what's your
race
choice?
Is going to weigh into this.
Well, I think I would like if Chris was here now because I want to hear if he picked up an accent. I think he did.
I bet he did. Dude, I told y'all already. He was like giving me shit for like how it was like the ice apocalypse in there. He's like, oh, I'm in New York. New York, brah. It's
I
cold
wish I
all
had
the
more
time
with
here.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris is cool. He'll be back. He's got, I mean, not like full time, but he's got to come back at some point to like visit.
Should we start a shitty pool on how long it's going to take him
no,
to fucking give up on his dreams?
I don't want to discourage my friend's dreams. I'm not saying he's doing well. He's working at Bloomberg Radio up there. He
got that job?
Yeah, he's got a good gig
the job
going
that
on
he from. Had no idea what they were talking
right,
about in
well,
the interview.
You know, it's working.
Minority hire.
And everybody's like, it's so hard to get a job. You just got to work hard. You got to work hard.
And be a minority.
And or me, mine. I mean, yeah. It helps. It helps. Doesn't hurt, definitely. well, where to go after that? Let's. So, all right. Let's. I've been talking about this. I kind of texted Pat about this, and I don't know if I texted you. I may not have. It's like award season. I feel like so we had the SAGs. we had the Screen Actors Guild's award. They had the Golden Globes already. I think this weekend is the Grammys, and then you've got the
Tonys are probably
Tonys are in that vicinity,
aka
Oscars,
the Neil Patrick
the Oscars.
Awards.
That's coming up. That's
yeah.
The big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the ESPYs are somewhere dialed. I don't know, but
the real important ones,
right? Right, but Which is really, really important. All of these are important, where they're telling us how like important it is to pretend to be people that you are not on a screen so people can go watch it. But that's what, like, we're the important people. No, you're not. You're making up things. But so everybody's got these stupid awards, and people are getting snubbed. And, like, I don't want people to get snubbed, okay? We're going to do a review of the – like, we're going to review the Grammy movies by reading the Wikipedia pages. That's what we're going to do.
Good.
Or not the Grammys, the Oscars. But we are also going to have our own awards show, guys.
Woo!
For the first time ever, we're going to present to you the Gravies.
Ooh,
the Gravies. Yeah, and I think we're going to try and have, I don't know when the Oscars are. Bobby Jokes, find out when the Oscars are. We're going to do it around then. So it's not, I don't think it's this weekend. So,
honestly, you scared me a little bit. I thought we were doing it this show. Well, my first thing, unprepared.
That was my whole point. I was like, wait, I've got to make sure it's not today. It's not like this week.
It's March 4th.
We got time. All right, so you know, start buying your tuxedos, everybody. Start getting on, because we're going to have red carpet. Or gravy carpet, right? We're just going to pour gravy all over the carpet. You won't even be able to know the color of the carpet because it's going to have so much gravy on it. So people are just going to be slipping.
We're doing white gravy or brown gravy.
Is this a live podcast kind of thing?
Ooh, it might be. By the way, the correct answer is white gravy. No Southerner uses brown gravy when they can use white
gravy. Why don't you use brown gravy?
Because white gravy you don't is like colored gravy? Southern gravy.
Racist. You're racist even when it comes to your gravy.
Do I look like I turn down brown gravy when it's given to me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, your words speak louder than actions sometimes.
You ever had a chicken fried steak with brown gravy?
Well, there's no way. No,
exactly. White gravy is the way to fucking go.
Right.
White gravy is Southern gravy.
On some mashed potatoes, though, I'd rather have brown gravy.
I'll take either one, honestly.
Yeah. It's like creamy peanut butter and chunky peanut butter.
Nobody ever has white gravy when they're serving mashed potatoes. That, like, brown gravy is a mashed potato thing. But if I had white gravy, I'd prefer the white gravy.
Whataburger gravy's pretty dope.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Fries. Was it the number 8?
Get some Texas toast, dip that shit in.
Yeah, dude. You gotta use that last. You gotta use that last because you don't want to soak up all the gravy before the chicken strips are done.
Oh, no shit.
But anyways, I was like, how are we going to fill a little time from getting out of that race talk? That was weird. But let's get right into where you been. How about that? Maybe if the lady lets wanted to show up today, that'd be great.
God, 2 weeks in a row.
It's like, guys, is it Pat? Is it Pat? I know he drinks all your beer, but
where you been? 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 Where you gone? Where you gone? Since you been? Where you been? Where you been?
I think that might be it. Like, Chris never drank as much as you, so like they were always able to kind of like share like within like the whole group's beers. But like now, like
now they're just rushing.
We know how it is. We're divas. Hosts get it first. Hosts get the booze first, and you get whatever's left over. You got no offense, guys. We love your music, but you're the choir. You're the chorus.
Come on. The days. I drink all the beers. That's
you're
how we do this.
The band. It's the hosts and then the band.
Yeah.
Bobby Jokes is a host, so he gets to go before. No cutting Bobby Jokes, but I don't think Bobby Jokes is even drinking today, so he's good. Bobby Jokes never drinks, right?
I'm drinking some water.
Have you ever had alcohol?
No.
What?
Never even had a sip?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what's cool. Bobby Jokes is always like, he's the best guy to get drunk around because he's like, am I making an ass out? Yes, you are making an ass out of yourself. Stop that.
Where
you'd be like, Alex, no, you're fine, like, bro. Like, never, you're more drunk than I am.
Never had a drop.
No.
See, my grandfather was the same way.
I respect that,
though. He's 86, never touched alcohol.
Think of how much more character he has than we do.
Yeah, I don't actually have a personality. I just have booze.
It's usually I drink, and then that's how I decide to act the rest of the day. Right? Yeah. I'll start us off with where you've been. I went to a couple cool places. I went to the Rockets-Warriors game on Saturday. My brother had gotten me tickets for that for my birthday, so he took me to the Toyota Center. We got to check them out, and that was like the first time I've been.
You got them a while ago, or your birthday like just happened?
Not my birthday, for Christmas.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I was like, fuck, was your birthday this last week?
No. We're dudes. We don't do birthdays, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, I got to give you your birthday hits.
Oh, that's what,
I'm still
that's
16
what
years old.
That's what it is. But like, girls are like, oh my God, it's Susie's birthday. I have to get her this. And guys are like, hey, man, happy birthday, dude. All right, that's cool.
Happy birthday, you piece of shit.
Like, maybe you give him like a six pack.
Yeah.
But like, that's like really, really close friends, you know? Yeah. Like, very few dudes do you buy.
Yeah, like my best friend, I buy him a bottle of booze.
Which is fine. But like, that's the beauty of dudes, is you can just be like, my brother likes Bushmills, and for Christmas every year, my girlfriend just gets him Bushmills, and it's like,
perfect.
Hey, you got Will Will's present knocked out of the way. But he got me Rockets Warriors tickets for this past Saturday night. And this is the first time I've been, probably for like NBA, I guess. The first time I've been to an NBA game that was like the game of the night and everything, and that was like the ESPN ABC game, and it was
fucking
all hyped
hell
up,
of a
and
game
it was
too.
Yeah, and it was a fucking great game. And
where were we sitting?
We were pretty high
rafters,
up, but yeah, but it was dope.
I was about to say I don't expect it to be dropping $400.
What's tight is it like the rafters tickets are not bad if you're behind the like the basket. So we got to because you're right in the middle of it, not at like a weird angle. So it was tight.
Well,
not,
all the Houston stadiums they did a great job, even if you're up.
Yeah,
they're good seats.
I'm not knocking my brother at all, but it didn't feel like we were. We were in the upper deck at all.
I mean, he probably. What you don't realize is he probably still spent a good amount of
money. No, and he did.
I had
and
a
I'm
coworker
not,
that spent $240 for each ticket for two tickets, and they were fucking top.
Yeah,
like
and,
Warriors come in town, you're fucking paying.
Right, and I think he spent a good chunk of change, and I was really appreciative of it. But it was like the best game that you could have asked for.
Yeah,
it was close the whole time. You were still like, I don't know if they're. Yep, they pulled it out at the end.
Yeah,
Harden was Harden.
Fuck the Warriors.
And I mean, the Warriors probably are on cruise control because they are the fucking Warriors. They'll still win it all, I bet.
They're
in a seven game series, name a team that you think could go anywhere near close to them.
I hope Durant blows out his knee.
Well, I mean, I don't hate Durant.
I do now.
Are you a LeBron guy or a Durant guy?
Oh, dude, I've always been a LeBron guy, and he's really fucking turning me off him this year. Like, I can't fucking
Sheesh.
Stand him anymore. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Like,
getting that vino. Drinking it. It's the wine. It's
dude,
the wine.
It's
being a functioning alcoholic
honestly,
is ruining
it. It's fucking everything else he does.
Well, he's being such a fucking... like, I was listening to another podcast.
But Durant's
and they
just
were
such
saying,
a bitch. I hate him.
I was listening to another podcast this week, and they were talking about how, like, the best thing that... we've done is turn our greatest basketball player that we've ever watched into a like bumbling 16-year-old girl that is really insecure about himself.
Wait, is that the Sheesh Guys podcast?
Yeah, yeah. The Part of My Take.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't know if you didn't want to throw them out.
No, that's cool. I love Part of My Take.
Who doesn't?
Right, it's pretty great, but like they're just not, like because did you see his Instagram about like congrats to you young king because it was weird yesterday I looked at it, I was like that look is his son look that much like man his son got old like his son looks old and I was like no that's fucking Fighting Irish that's his high school jersey
yeah.
I remember watching the high school shit they'd throw on ESPN he's like young king I was like is he talking to himself and then like I was like he talks to himself in first second. And third person,
yeah, he's a
all
fucking
in
tool.
The same thing. Where it's, which is like, shout out, dude! You were the youngest guy to get to 30,000 points. That's awesome. I think it's like, was it 38,000? Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time record?
I don't know.
So that's fucking killer though. But like,
but he's supposed to pass Dirk and Wilt next season.
And I mean, I don't like rooting for LeBron, but like, you respect the fuck out of that.
Oh
guy.
Yeah.
And I like him. I liked him a lot more after he went back to Cleveland and won. And it's like, all right, you know what? You're not as much of a dick as when
yeah.
you just bolted to Miami. When he went back to Cleveland,
I never
first
had a
time,
problem with that anyway.
I mean, I get it. I got it. But it's fun to hate.
Yeah.
It's fun to hate. And I hated it because that was like the first time that basketball really was just like, we're gonna just we need five guys to play. That's cool. Why don't we all just get together and agree to where to go? And it's like, I understand why you would do
yeah.
that if they had done that to my team. Yes, but you're like, fuck, LeBron. You probably
yeah.
could have done that in Cleveland anyways if you really wanted to.
No, see, that was the problem. Though.
Eventually, he could have.
Nobody else.
Yeah,
would go
you're
there.
Right.
Until he started the trend of, well, fuck you. I'm gonna do what I want. I actually, as a player, have all the power.
Speaking of the Heat. Did you see their Miami Vice jerseys that they put out?
Those were
dope. Oh my god, the pink and baby blue on those things are fucking sick, and they should just make those their full time home jerseys.
Yeah.
Moving on.
PMT that said that. Whatever.
Oh really?
Yeah. It was him or Big Cat. One of them goes, these should be the full.
No,
time.
For sure though. They should. And they should put black ones on too. They should have
amazing.
Black ones. Like they should change that.
Those
they don't
great.
Need.
You know what it reminds me of? That fucking 90s cup design that just like blue and
teal. Yeah, the little
swish.
Slash.
That's exactly
the
what
zigzag.
It reminded me of.
I saw a hoodie like that, and it was like $45. And I wasn't going to do that because they don't have cheap
that's
hoodie
just,
prices
just,
like we do at PassageGateMerch.com. PassageGateMerch.com, we have $33 hoodies. Everybody
yeah,
else sells
them
for like $45, $50. But so I went to the Rockets-Warriors game, got the dub. They haven't lost since, so basically I don't want to be the jinx. But, you know, they're undefeated since Alex has seen them play in person this year. So if they go undefeated the rest of the way, I don't want like a ring, but I'd like to be acknowledged.
Now. Next time we lose, you got to get your ass back in there as soon as possible.
So somebody else
you're
is going to have to
charm.
Gift me tickets, right? I didn't purchase. I can't go to a game I paid
for,
right?
Oh, shit. How fucking appropriate is this? Right as we're talking about douchebags in the NBA KD apologizes for being an asshole and a diva and says Capella? He deserves a fine for by league for attacking the ref. No, because he said the ref went into fucking halftime with an attitude last game because he got his fourth ejection of the year. Hmm. He had, I think, what?
KD's off. I like KD.
Two in the previous 10 years. No, he's a fucking punk
now. I like him.
No, he's a fucking bitch.
I don't know, because it's funny. Well,
he's a bitch because he goes, oh, I don't want to fucking compete. Let me join the already best team in the NBA and just become... there was always super teams.
But,
he created the first mega team because he's a fucking pussy.
No.
And since he's got there, he's become a twat. All he does is bitch now. Like, Draymond Green was always one of the biggest bitchers in the NBA, and he's not even the biggest bitcher on his team now. All Kevin Durant does is complain. He's getting ejected all the time.
Draymond Green didn't always bitch. He was always just dirty.
No,
and then he bitched about being called out. Go back watch the games,
and he fucking bitched at it.
Oh, I've watched a lot. I've watched a lot of Draymond Green games with.
But just like, it would suck because like I don't want to hate Draymond Green. I fucking do. But like, if he was on any other, if he was on my team, Draymond Green's the exact player I want on my team.
I don't hate the Warriors at all. I like the Warriors. I mean, I'm not a Warriors fan, but they're a very likable team.
I despise certain players. Like Steph, I hold nothing against. Steph's Clay,
one of my favorite.
Clay,
players,
I want to leave and come to Houston. I fucking love Klay Thompson. His game would fit perfectly into ours. Durant, I think, is a fucking bitch. And Draymond Green is
still
a fucking dirty
like
asshole.
One of the best in the game, though.
Yeah, but he's a bitch.
I mean, he's your
exactly. He's one of the best in the game, MVP. And he did not have enough confidence in himself.
But he was the MVP of the finals, though. So he put it on. He put it on then, when he had to in the biggest stage. So he did.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and where they won 4-1 because they were the vastly superior team to the vastly.
But that doesn't affect his stats. Team. That doesn't affect his numbers.
Dude, they beat the second best team in the league, who was second best by a pretty wide margin, and kicked the shit out of him. He destroyed the NBA. There's no reason to watch. That being said, I still watch the shit out.
I know they lost. Yeah.
Well, but like, that's what sucks. Like, the Rockets are going to go. I think the Rockets go to the AFC, or not AFC Championship, fucking the Eastern Conference Finals, excuse me, or Western Conference Finals. Yeah. The Conference Finals. They'll lose to the Warriors in
Dude,
like
I hope the Warriors
five,
can
six
before.
Games. They won't. There's no way.
There's no
way.
Possible fucking way.
Like,
no.
There's nobody that could beat. Like, name five people on the planet that you think could go with the Warriors starting five in a seven-game series.
Not currently playing.
Right. Right. Like
but
no,
like,
but
this
no.
is like, imagine if, like, Larry and fucking Chuck.
But that
and,
just was a different time. It was a different time.
Michael all played together.
And, like, I hated it, and we've just got to, like, I hated it when LeBron started doing that. I hate the super teams thing, but super teams are a thing in basketball now. We've just got to, accept that the Rockets are fucking trying to be a super team. Yeah.
And it sucks because I love the Rockets, so I'm going to watch, but I fucking hate basketball.
Basketball is.
It's no fun to watch anymore.
Like, basketball's not as cool as football, obviously. I would say my favorites to watch would be football, hockey, basketball, baseball.
Well, me are football, baseball, one. Like, it's a tie. Hockey, basketball.
Working the Rockets, working those Rockets games when I worked for the 3 years. I really got into basketball more than I had ever been in my life because I was like, it's tough to be a basketball and a hockey guy. And I was always a hockey guy because like they're the same season, so it's tough to like. Yeah. And I would follow basketball, but I just didn't watch it as much until the playoffs. But it's tough to watch regular season basketball while also keeping up with regular season hockey at the same time. And I'm a big Red Wings fan. We've discussed that several times on this. So I would focus on that as opposed to that. And then I got to do the Rocket stuff, so I had to kind of focus on it. And now I like a lot of these guys are still like people like Clint Capella was right under Dwight, and you're like, man, this guy might be the next guy, and that's why they let Dwight walk because they felt that confident in Clint Capella. But I do got to say the Houston teams with Jeff Luno and Daryl Morey probably have the best GMs now that Rick Smith's at least out of there out of any of those cities.
Yeah.
But so I got to go see the Rockets win. That was good. Always good to see
the
Rockets
shit
win. Yeah, it's cool. I don't fucking care. That's 99% of this show anyway. And then I got to go see another movie, back-to-back movie weeks. I might as well be the movie review guy. We'll kick Cole out. He hasn't been on the podcast yet this year. But we're going to talk to Cole probably around Oscars time. Cole always is really sick at picking who's going to win the Oscars. And I saw I, Tanya. The
I've
Tanya Harding
fucking
movie.
Great.
So it's cool because it was shot like... It wasn't like they obviously I guess they had interviews with these people, but they had like what's her name that played
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, yeah, you knew exactly where I was going. Margot Robbie, which is like it's funny because Tara, or not Tara, I keep thinking Tara Tanya. Lipinski, but she also fucking was a skater, so they all sound the same to me. Tanya Harding was not to be a dick, but Tanya Harding was not the most attractive female ever. No. And Margot Robbie is so pretty that you're just like,
they did a great job of like making her look like shit.
But then
though,
she overdoes the like, they make her overdo like the kind of redneck thing a little bit, not over the top, but like they just, they amp it up a tad bit to where you're like, ah, okay.
I mean, Tanya was pretty tricky.
I mean, she was, but they amp it up a tad bit more than like the actual stuff that I've gone back and seen.
It's a fucking movie. Everything's good.
And I think because they wanted to make her seem more redneck than like, oh, this really pretty girl. Like, because it's hard to look at Margot Robbie and just be like, man, she's from where, like, or like the redneck part of Oregon, which is like, I didn't know they had rednecks in Oregon. Oh, I guess they do.
There's rednecks everywhere.
But to me, I only think like rednecks are in like the South.
Well, it's because you didn't watch enough Jeff Foxworthy growing up. He covered this.
That's true. But I don't really feel.
You think
like
there's only trailer parks in the South? You think there's only NASCAR fans in the South?
That was a bit we used to do.
The Indianapolis 500. Where is that? It's in fucking Indianapolis. There's rednecks everywhere, man.
We used to do a bit where it was, is your pocket too big? It's like, if you can fit a if you can fit a car wash in your pocket, your pocket might be too big. If you have a book club meeting in your pocket and there's a church group also having a Bible study in your pocket at the same time, your pocket might be too big.
And then, that better be an homage and not making fun of my boy, Jeff.
I mean, no, but Jeff Foxworthy, like, it was hilarious when he first came out with it, and then it went on for, like, 6 years, and it was like, all right, guys.
Try, like, 16 years,
right,
man.
And it wasn't necessarily always him, but it was like everybody started hopping on that, and it was just like, all right, guys, this is getting really old and hacky. But that's him saying the same thing, which means nothing.
It's so fucking
And Larry the Cable Guy's not really like that in real life. It's all an act. Like, if you see his very early days, it's like he's a pretty like bad comedian.
I don't know how. Like, I think a friend or somebody had a CD, and we got onto Larry like even before like the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Ron White was the best out of
before that. Oh, Ron's the fucking man. He's my all time. He's probably one of my all time three favorite comics. But Larry's like early shit is fucking. He didn't be with the Starving Pygmies down there in New Guinea. Like, it's fucking great. Like, once he started getting
mad, he had a squirrel in there.
Started cleaning up a little. Oh, dude, Squirrel Man's one of my favorite jokes. I got kicked out of a bar. I'll fuck your sister in my RV. Like, they're
He's
all
He's the great. Only one of the blue-collar. Was it? Yeah, I guess Bill Engvall was also on there.
Yeah.
But, like, he's the only one of the blue-collar. Ron White is the only guys that I would go see, like, by himself. I would never see Larry the Cable Guy by himself.
I would see
Probably
Bill.
Wouldn't see.
Oh, I went to go see fucking Jeff at the rodeo years back.
You can fit a whole rodeo in your pocket and an entertainment act, your pocket might be
Larry's
too big.
Probably the only one I wouldn't go see live, partially because his tickets are so expensive. But I'd go see Bill. Bill Engvall is a fucking very underrated comic. He's really good.
Doesn't he do a lot of clean stuff?
A good amount of it, yeah.
He seems like that, like a kind of Brian Regan
type. But he's really fucking good. Like, you forget about him because he's kind of like
his
the
timing.
Fourth
his
best
timing
out of all
is
of
good.
Them.
No, he's probably the second best out of all of them.
But I mean, like,
sticky.
You know, Larry passed Jeff as the highest selling comic of all time. So it's,
because of cars.
And then everyone remembers Ron because Ron's so fucking dirty. So, like, when you think of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, he's probably
falls.
The last one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
But he's really fucking good.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I think I actually have the Blue Collar DVD that I've never watched ever.
Really?
I think I do. Bobby Jokes, look and see if you can see it.
It's great. Like, so you've never seen the opening where they had David Allan Coe, like, introduce
No,
him.
Really?
It's fucking hilarious. He gets them all, like, pimp fucking, like, original Kings of Comedy suits. Like, they put on all the ones that the other guys wore. It's fucking hilarious.
That's so funny.
For no reason. Like, it doesn't make any sense that you would have David Allan Coe there.
Okay, so we got derailed again, but I saw I, Tanya at the movie theaters, and I thought that it was a pretty good one. They made it like there was a lot of interview, like it was like somebody was like Tanya was being interviewed, and then Jeff Golili, there he is, the blue collar comedy tour.
Watch it tonight, dude. It's worth it. It's worth it. The opening, you'll laugh your ass off. It's worth it.
Maybe I'll just watch the opening. Tanya. Bobby Drix, did you see The Room yet? Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, you got to watch it. I want to hear your feedback on it because I really like you don't watch movies, so live I really tweet. Want you to
live talk. Tweet it. Like
you yeah, do. You have to live tweet it or just video yourself, and then I want like a reaction video. But I saw I, Tonya. It was cool. Like Jeff Golooly is kind of a dick. He really hit her a lot. I didn't realize that. But it was just like nonchalant, just like. I was like, whoa.
Like an old James Bond movie.
Right.
Where you're being like, hysterical.
Where you just watch it. Whoa, you can't just. Okay. You leave the movie, I feel like, feeling a lot more sympathetic for Tonya Harding than you would imagine you would.
She had a bit of a fucked up life.
I honestly think she did not. She possibly didn't know anything was like, that was
well,
going
you
on.
Watch
like,
the Hollywood version of it, man.
No.
It's very changed.
But the whole thing was like, I think that she thought that they were going to send threats to her, to the Nancy Kerrigan chick via like phone calls. I don't think she actually thought that somebody was going to go take her knee out.
You got that from watching the movie?
Well, and then no, but then in reading other stuff, like I legitimately feel like she didn't know.
Nancy Kerrigan was fucking hot.
Nancy Kerrigan was hot, yeah. And the chick that plays Nancy Kerrigan is pretty hot, too. So, if you haven't seen the movie, I recommend. And I think it was nominated for an Oscar. So, that's cool, I guess.
I'd nominate Nancy Kerrigan for an Oscar.
That's where I've been. Where have you been?
I was fucking sick as shit this weekend. I never get, like, honestly,
so
probably.
So, you were the guy that made me drink after you. And they were like, by the way,
offered
got a thing
you a
in my
beer,
throat.
And I forgot that I had a cough. Which is weird because I was coughing every 2 minutes.
What if you had Ebola? We would both be dead right now. No one would be listening to anything. God, Bobby jokes crazy. Just like, yeah, they all died.
But, yeah, it was literally, honestly, probably the second time in the last 10 years I've been sick. Like, I fucking don't ever get sick. And, yeah, it was like it always is when I get sick. I fucking get sick on Friday, and I'm fine by Monday.
So, you don't
so miss literally, work, like, literally all of Saturday, I was telling Alex this, I would take a shot of DayQuil. And then anybody who's Irish out there knows the Irish remedy. I would drink like 4 or 5 glasses of whiskey because that is how you get over being sick when you're Irish. And I'd take another shot of DayQuil and then I'd drink 4 or 5 glasses. So all I was doing was just drinking whiskey to get through it. And
I don't
eventually
know if you're
my fever
supposed
broke.
To mix DayQuil and whiskey.
Well, I was doing that. The DayQuil was for the cough.
Well, no, but I don't know if you're supposed to mix the two.
Well, I was fine. Now, I would not recommend it for anybody else
probably,
because
I mean,
a
just
long term.
Long term, I feel like Bobby Jokes has turned into a bartender the last couple of weeks.
Bobby the bartender.
Bobby bartender.
Should have drafted him. Shit. But
I had somebody.
Yeah, that's all I was doing all weekend. Was
I had somebody that was behind on the podcast say they listened to that and they were laughing their ass off.
And because I was because of it, I felt like too shitty to play video games. I caught up on a fuck ton of Games of Thrones.
So had you been a Games of Thrones watcher?
For years, I've tried. Like I, because
I've tried twice, and just I got to episode. I've watched episode one twice. I started episode two, and just nah.
Like probably 3 or 4 years ago, I started watching it, and I got up to like season 2.5, maybe season 3, and then like I just fell out of it watching other shit. So then, like maybe a year later, I tried again, and I would rewatch what I had watched, and I just couldn't get past that point. And now I finally forced myself. So. Over the weekend, I probably killed, I think I was on like season, I think I got done with season 3, started season 4, and now I'm in season 5, just over the weekend, because I was too sick to do anything else but lay in bed
Nerd.
And watch. Yeah, dude. But I'm into it. Dude, there's titties, bro. Titties.
It's just like, I feel like there's 800,000 characters. Like, everybody dies, so like you can't get attached to anybody.
From one day to the next, I have to.
Because, spoiler alert, I already know the first season, the guy that's like the main character dies.
Yeah.
Which is like, that
oh,
seems like.
Oh, the second
like
season, then another dies and dies and dies and dies.
Right, and it's like every time, and then there's a Red Wedding where like everybody you like dies, right? Yeah. And then like,
it's,
all
you,
kinds
you
of
know,
things.
You know, from everything I heard about the Red Wedding, though, when I finally saw it, I was like, I thought it was going to be more death.
I thought she was just going to have her period on her wedding, right? And it was going to get on the dress, and it was going to be
and
like,
I thought everyone was going to go, Red Wedding.
How do I get my dress clean? And that was the whole episode, yeah. I thought.
But
no,
it's
I was
really
wrong.
Cool, because once you get after like season 1 or 2, there's no more dicks really after that. It's all titties.
See, because I'm always like, do you ever see Peter Dinklage's dick?
Not yet.
If you could see Peter Dinklage's dick, would you?
Yeah, why not?
Right?
Why not?
You just gotta
actually,
like
an episode just, I just saw the other day. They're like, you know, a dwarf's dick is smaller, and he's like, you'd be surprised.
Because like it's like pull it out. You know, it's like that with porn. Like you've like I don't watch midget porn on the reg, and I'm not being you know offensive because that's what it's called.
I don't think I've ever seen midget porn with a male midget.
Oh, I have. I have. But I don't go searching it. But sometimes it pops up. But you always go and you look because you always guess. You always like what is it like? What is it like? But then it's really like mini me's scene in Austin Powers. Like, oh, they have tripod
dicks
there.
I've looked it up before. Not like pictures of midget dicks, but like I've looked. Midgets have regular dicks.
They're but you like it's one of those small things, and it's like
his skull isn't smaller,
right? Well, no, but it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like a dick for asking. I know it sounds stupid, but you wonder.
I always wanted a midget friend. There was a dude that was a midget in college, and I would always see him at the bus terminal. And every time I'd be like, I want to talk to him.
They're little people. They're little people now. No, they're not.
No. I mean, sometimes I'll say LP.
We're called normal people, and I'd like to think that I'm extraordinary.
Or so. Normies. Like, norms? Whoa, that's pretty fucking
my name's not
offensive.
Norm, buddy. Whoa, that's offensive to Norm MacDonald, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, because I'm not as good as him.
Boom. There
we
go.
He's a better man than me.
So that's pretty much what you've been up to, huh?
Yeah.
You've just been getting sick.
Yeah, being sick, Game of Thrones, drinking whiskey.
Well, like, every time I try and, like, start anything, it's like, oh, people watch Game of Thrones, I should get in that. It's like, or I could just watch The Office for the 85,000th time.
I really would say, and I don't want to be the guy that you go to watch it. Dude, just force it. Like, get yourself through the first season, and you'll
be like,
all
right. I'm just going to wait till it's done. I'm going to wait till it's
done.
That's
usually what I do.
Because there's so many people that are, like, talking about it all the time. It's like, I'll finish it after it's over, and I'll talk about it.
It's like another 2 years until the final season happens.
This next year, I think, is the last season.
So, yeah, there's plenty of time. Just, like, knock it. Like, what I do is before I go to sleep, bam, I just throw it on my iPad. I lay down. Once I'm tired, I turn it off. And I knock them out like that.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
But I'm also single, so I don't have to be like, hey, shut up, Emma. I'm watching Game of Thrones here.
Emma pretty much watches whatever I want to watch. But like a lot of her shows are basically shows I watch anyway. But yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying I don't have anybody's time to compete with. If I feel like knocking out 6 episodes of Game of Thrones,
uh-huh,
I can just knock out Sika.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything going on in my life.
Emma's like the coolest girlfriend ever, though. Because, like, I'm not just saying that because I know a lot of people say that. But it's like I can just be like, hey, I want to play Madden. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. So I take the big TV we've got. And she's just like, I'll play Sims on my computer. And we'll just fucking chill for like
four hours. Sims? That's dope.
She plays The Sims and she's fucking good at The Sims.
You know what I was thinking about maybe a month ago that I want to play?
The Sims.
Fucking Age of Empires.
I've never played Age of Empires.
Dude, I never
played. Oh, that's
played
that commercial, right?
I used to. No. No.
Forge of Empires.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Age of Empires was the one where, like, you're in the Stone Age and shit.
And you turn it into, like, yeah.
I never even really played. I used to watch my best friend play, and I was like, this game is dope.
I've been playing a lot of Madden, though.
I almost
and I
bought
just
want to
let you know,
day.
10 years from now, the Giants are in good shape, guys.
Yeah, I was kind of drunk.
With me at the helm.
With NyQuil and out. Mm. And I almost bought it. And then I was like, holy shit, the new season's about to start. Don't buy the
right,
old fucking
yeah, you're
game.
Because I keep doing that. And every time I'm like, do I want to do another season? I'm about to like, because at a certain point, you're just like, I can't play when they put the new one out. When somebody's drafted and none of all these people that I've got are not real, I'm fucked. And it's not going to be the same. And then I'm going to go back to GTA. But for now, I'm going to stick with Madden. Madden's just easy to kill. Like, you can kill 2 hours, play 3 games or whatever, and you're good.
Yeah. And you're.
So, Bobby Jokes, where have you been, buddy?
I feel like it's already been half an hour.
It's definitely been more than that.
Yeah, it's been half an hour.
33 minutes. Good job.
I haven't been really doing much. I've just been filming stuff.
You've been doing an internship.
Yeah, I have.
Which Bobby Jokes has conveniently just forgotten to share with everybody. But you don't have to like name names if you don't want to. But just kind of give everybody a little bit of the gist of what you're doing. Bobby Jokes is our film guy, so like this is what you want to do for a career, right?
Right.
Pornhub.com.
Hopefully with Passive Gravy because we blow up soon. But
it's at a wedding photography place where I just edit a bunch of wedding highlights or their extended version, which is usually like an hour
like
and a half long.
Like the dirty version, right?
It's pretty dope.
There's no nudity. Oh, that's usually the extended version has nudity in it, right?
I think that's the unrated version.
Ah, that might
ooh,
be.
Ooh, hey, fucking guy.
You got the outtakes. That's what you. There's a blooper reel.
Best yeah. Man's balls fell out of his tuxedo.
How would that happen?
That's been going good. The only thing I don't like about it is that I'm sitting down like all day.
Just editing?
Yeah.
Do you do the shooting and then you go edit it?
No,
or
I just
you
the
just
editing.
Get the, okay.
Yeah.
So like hypothetically, your end goal, say Pass the Gravy, doesn't blow up, you know, but like it will. But like, say it did, like, what would your goal be other than being like the best producer forever for Pass the Gravy and then us being like rich and famous because of that?
Well, I just want to keep making videos. Just like whatever.
Like, you want to have like a YouTube kind of like personality, like, or do you want to like
Ray William Johnson type shit, or
who the fuck is Ray William Johnson?
Oh, fuck you.
I wouldn't do like an equals three kind of thing, but like,
what is that?
He knows. No, don't even worry about it.
You're not. I want to know now.
But you know, like, I guess YouTube, like, I don't like saying that because, you know, people always get like a negative opinion. They already have like their own preconceived notion, like, oh, YouTuber, you know, kind of like spoiled brat, something like that. But like, I guess make it a brand or so, you know, sell t-shirts as well, you know, do.
So like, not necessarily on camera guy, but like,
I think I would be on camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
By jokes, I always feel like you like don't like being on camera, but you're really good on camera. And like, right? When you were filling in when Chris was out, like, you're solid at that. I feel like you gotta believe in yourself a little bit more.
Sometimes I get a little nervous, but yeah, just like a little earlier, we recorded a little behind the scenes of Pass the Gravy.
Will that be available on PassTheGravyPod.com, perhaps?
Sure will be.
You should check it out, maybe.
How about that?
But yeah, that's pretty much where I've been.
That's what's up, dude.
All right.
So, like,
it's gonna be a 6-hour podcast.
No, probably not. So, like, is there anything crazy you've seen doing any of these wedding videos? Like, you've seen somebody, like, throwing up all over stuff? You've seen the bride getting just hammered?
No, it's usually, like, it's just weddings. I mean, like, the only interesting thing I told Pat earlier where a guy had a groom's cake of an Astros jersey, rainbow mm-hmm. colored.
Oh, that's Astros jersey.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, that's dope as fuck.
Yeah. You're Astros, right?
Fuck yeah.
All the way.
Well,
I know he's a Red Sox fan too, so it's half and half. Only who's better, right?
Literally, if they play, I have absolutely no leaning interest one way or the other.
Some fans.
Unless it's regular season and the win will help one team more than the other. But in the postseason, like when they played each other last year, I'm just watching the game like, cool double, but shit, that sucked for my other team.
Sounds like a two-team kind of fan.
Yeah, it's I know, it's shitty, but it's my entire family is from New England. I was born in Rhode Island. I was born a Red Sox fan, but I've lived here. I think we moved here 2 weeks before or after I turned three. Mm. So I was raised with literally loving both teams. So there's nothing I can do about it. I know it's shitty
yeah, having I feel two you, teams, I feel
but
you.
It's the only sport where I got two that can't compete with each other.
Well, just like, fuck the Red Sox, though. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, fuck the Yankees, you fagula.
What?
I don't know, it's another Jewish term. Look it up in Lenny Bruce's book. You'll figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I was telling Pat.
Might have to bleep that one,
actually. I was telling Pat, I've been reading Lenny Bruce's book. If you don't know who Lenny Bruce is, there's George Carlin, there's Richard Pryor, and then there's Lenny Bruce, and those are the three greatest comedians of all time. And Lenny Bruce's autobiography is called How to Talk Dirty and Influence People. And he was raised in a Jewish family, so like his entire book, he like calls people Jewish slurs, and I'm always having to look it up. And that's funny when Pat just does it. But, like, it's funny because now as I'm reading it, I don't even look him up. I'm just like, that probably meant a bad thing for this. I kind of just infer what that sort of meant. And I got to say, these Jewish people have some pretty great curse words. Yeah, we might have had to delete that. He just typed out what it was. But if you're Jewish and you're offended, let me know, and we'll cut it out later.
I don't know why that one just fucking came out too.
That's where everybody has been, and let me tell you real quick about a little shirt shop that I'm aware of. It's called PassTheGravyMerch.com, and it's got all the dopest Pass the Gravy gear for your favorite podcast. You love Pass the Gravy, right? So you're like, why wouldn't you want to rock Pass the Gravy gear all the time? We've got the logo shirt that just says Pass the Gravy Podcast on it. Our new ones that we put out, we have the USA shirt with the PTG logo and an American flag. We've got the Dallas Kill JFK. People don't forget, for all of you Dallas Cowboys haters and just Dallas haters in general. And then the new ones we've got, like the newest one we put out is the anti-Eagles one. Rocky isn't real. The city of Philadelphia keeps priding themselves on him being their hero. He's not. not real. So we got to remind the city of Philadelphia that they are not real. And on our LSU one, we have that's also available. It's the Pass the Go Tigers, and it says STTD on the back of it by the little PTG logo, and that stands for Suck That Tiger Dick. We figured you probably shouldn't print it, but that's what it stands for. So a lot of LSU guys like it. And then the Eagles one this week that we put out, the Rocky Isn't Real one, on the back of it below the PTG logo, it just says Die Eagles Die instead of Fly Eagles Fly. So fuck the Eagles, fuck Rocky, and go get all your PTG shit. You got the Pastros shirt if you're an Astros fan as well. If you got the Pastronauts shirt where you got a big astronaut plant and the PTG flag on the moon, check it all out. PassTheGravyMerch.com. And if you're maybe you already purchased your stuff, probably purchase it again. You can get sweaters for the USA shirts. But if you're just on Amazon shopping, go to not strictly Amazon. Go to PassTheGravyPod.com. Use the Amazon banner at our homepage. It'll take you right to Amazon, and then you can buy your shit. They just want to know we created a little bit of traffic from our website to theirs. We don't really it doesn't cost you anything extra, and we don't pocket any of that money. We use that all for web hosting, server space, and basically advertising dollars. We're working on an advertising plan right now. We've got a promotional idea where we might all three be making an investment in something big, but we're not going to disclose that at this moment yet. And, perhaps the Amazon money could go to that if you guys wanted to help out. It doesn't cost you a penny more, just an extra click. Go to PassTheGravyPod.com, use that Amazon banner, and put a little bit of wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship. Keep that bad boy going. And, just let us know. Tell us what you got. Be like, hey, dude, I bought a hair straightener. Chick would say that, right?
Three-sided.
I bought a hair straightener on Amazon, but I didn't go to Amazon. I went to PassTheGravyPod.com and used her homepage.
Three-sided anal beads, whatever it may be.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, no, we're not judging here. We're a sex-positive podcast, 100%.
If it feels good, do it.
Right? All right.
As long as it's consensual.
So let's move along then. We got to speed some shit up, I guess. Let's get into the comeback kid of the week.
It's the comeback kid. The comeback kid of the week. The comeback kid of the week. Bitch.
All right, let's go. You want to start us off? I'll start us off with women. Women are back, buddy. I mean, they're back in a big way. They had their march, the women's march.
Supporting Donald Trump.
Not necessarily.
Well, if you follow his Twitter, it is.
You followed his, so he sent out the ultimate troll tweet. They had that. It was like the 1 year anniversary of that women's march on Washington, which is basically them saying, we're not happy that you got elected president.
And he said, but yeah, I've got you guys in higher employment numbers than ever, lowest unemployment ever for women. So, yeah, keep marching for me.
He sent out kind of a troll tweet, which is pretty funny.
It was fucking hilarious.
But it was funny, and like the women are marching. Like, go ahead, you know, it's a free country. You're allowed to express your displeasure with all of this. There was a lot of like funny signs I saw, and a lot of chanting, a lot of marching, a lot of that, and like that's cool. Women are back, 100%. They're back, and then not only that, but then the Screen Actors Guild Awards was there, and the women were wearing the black again, and everybody had Bobby Jokes almost had a camera wipeout for us. But the women were wearing the all black, I think, again, and they had the pins, and this was a big deal, and it's gonna come up and not cool, but like the people that didn't wear the pins, spoiler, just we'll save that for later.
Just like the people that didn't wear black at the Oscars.
Right. But the Me Too pins or the Time's Up pins were a big thing. And so like that's what like I feel like women are 100% back. Like, they're in the forefront. You got the rights. We ended the wage gap. I don't want to brag. Pass the Gravy Podcast ended the wage gap. You're welcome.
I'll brag. You're welcome, women.
Just no big deal, but $19 shirts as compared to $20 shirts. There goes all that whatever cents to the dollar that a man makes. Made up for. There's your dollar.
Gotcha.
Boom. Buy the shirt. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Anyways, we should just have thank you, Pass the Gravy. And it's just got like the women's logo thing, like that, like upside down, like binky or whatever it is.
Are you talking about the symbol?
The female sex symbol sign? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it...
What's the wage gap between men and people that don't identify?
Nobody knows that. There's not
$100,000
evidence of studies yet. Yeah. But so women are back, and just, you know, like they're all in the forefront. You know, we got Monique talking about wanting to boycott Netflix and everything over that. Because, you know, just Monique is probably on the same level as Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle, right?
Because it's 1994. Oh, wait, no, it's not 1994, so no, she's fucking
I thought
wrong.
Monique was a rapper. I'm not going to lie when I read this. But then I realized she was in Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, and I was like, well, holy shit, how did I not? No, that was her.
That was the last one she was in, and wasn't that like 2009?
Never saw it. Like, I looked at her IMDb page.
I literally saw it on like TBS one day when I was drunk in the middle of the day and bored.
But women are back. Women are back. You know, she's standing up saying to boycott Netflix because they're not giving her the same amount of money they're giving them. And to me, it's like you also have the ability to reject a contract. That's kind of how negotiations go. Like you say no, they say okay. Well, what about this? You say no, and then you just agree on one. You don't just go. Boycott! Let's go! Boycott! Nope, sorry.
Here's what we offer you.
That'd be like if Bobby Jokes was like, I want to be paid to be like Joe Rogan's producer. And I'm like, well, Bobby, we don't really have anywhere near that many listeners that Joe Rogan has. And he's like, well, fuck. Boycott Pass the Gravy. Boycott that. Like, what? We're not at the same level, man. Yeah. Come on.
Actually, I think that's a pretty fucking apt description. That's Joe Rogan and us.
Trying to think of some,
and like, Schumer.
I would like to think that, you know, we're growing. Schumer. We've got a couple thousand people that listen a week. But we're nowhere near Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has millions of people. He is the Howard Stern of podcasting.
It wasn't even just Schumer. She brought up Chris Rock and fucking Dave Chappelle.
Well, what's funny is like, well, you just ruined the like female inequality thing, and you ruined the African American inequality thing. You're just saying it's you. So maybe you just are not as good as them.
She called it a sexist and racist thing. Well, like,
you can't what?
So it's only sexist with her, and it's sexist from two of the greatest comedians of all time in the last 20 years. And it's
Dave Chappelle, of all time, for sure. Chris Rock, too.
And it's between Amy Schumer, who's probably the most successful female comedian in the last 5 years.
Well, because you could also argue
that you haven't been relevant in 20.
Right. You could also argue that Dave Chappelle is, like, arguably number one active right now on the comedians.
Yes,
like,
especially since he came back. He's
right, no, but I'm saying with the last, like, two, technically it's four specials because they were two specials apiece. But with that, like, you could say he's right up there.
Dude,
especially with the obvious fall, even though I don't think Louis' art has fallen, his actions outside of the comic scene, have his behind the scenes actions, let's say that has affected people. But I don't think that, like, I'm one of those people where I appreciate you. Like, Woody Allen has good movies. Woody Allen's a shit person. Woody Allen made good movies, and I don't think that there's a lot of people that cannot separate the two. And I'm actually going to talk about that again and Not Cool when we get to James Franco, but let's move along so we can catch up. Another comeback kid this week is the government. Welcome back, guys. The government was shut down. Now, everybody was freaking out. Everybody was freaking out when the government was shut down. Did you notice any differences?
Not at all.
Nor did I.
Not even in the small space.
But the national parks! Can you believe it? How many people go to the... Did you really go to the... No, I didn't. No, you didn't go to the national park.
I'm sorry for fucking, 2 days? 3 days? You couldn't go to a park?
Best part about the government shutdown, you know how long it lasted?
69 hours.
Nice! 69. Do you think Donnie was up in that White House like, hold on, wait, Paul Ryan, hold on, 68 hours, wait. We're not going to sign this. What time is it?
Now.
Wait, hold on. We got two more minutes. 69 hours, done.
I 100% think it is, because you know he's got Patriots ties. Bobby Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom Brady, they're both his boys.
And Gronkowski.
And here's the thing.
He had a concussion, so he couldn't remember to talk to him.
He's trying to grab Gronk, and he goes, wait, 69 hours, Gronk will love it.
It's his favorite number. He knows it. He'll love it.
Because you know as soon as Gronk heard it was, Gronk might not have heard it was 69
snapped
hours
out of that concussion.
Until today. No, the concussion has nothing to do with it.
The concussion, it was like his smelling salts.
Because concussed or not concussed, Gronk is the same fucking person.
Like, what is a concussion test? Like, are you Rob Gronkowski? Huh?
What does Gronk? He's probably fine. What does Gronk do? Smash? Okay, yeah, he's fine.
I don't really know how to tell, honestly, guys. Like, he can't follow the pin anyway.
Although, wait. He shotgunned a beer and it was 2.8 seconds and not 2.3.
We're gonna let's sit him. I love the tent. Speaking of like the Gronkowski thing, I just love this like new like this is within like the last year, right?
Yeah, this is this year.
It is this year. Okay, where it's like. just like bring nothing, him into and a blue like,
tent, and oh, in 2 minutes we'll
somebody
know.
Has to do that. But it's like I thought it was like the piss tent, kind of. It seemed like that, and now it was like the JJ tent where he had to take his pants off to look at his knee or whatever it was. I understand that, but it's like you're looking at a guy with a concussion. You can't just do that on the sidelines.
Well, they do it in there so that like the, you know, you can evaluate him in an enclosed space. There's not other factors fucking with it.
It feels like a jerk off tent. Does it not? A little bit. It's got a little bit of a
coach.
Jerk
I'm a little slow
feel.
Out there. I got to go hit the jerk off tent real quick to make myself a little light on my feet.
Whew, I got to tell you, with a clear head right now, I am.
Then
golden.
He makes the next three fucking tackles.
A quarterback just goes and just rubs one out real quick. Done. All right, we're good. This guy was throwing like three touchdown passes after the jerk off tent. We really got to let him do that more. Also, a comeback kid this week, Bill Cosby.
Bill.
Well, the jello and the jiggles.
The pudding. I can't do it. I don't know why I even try. I can't do a fucking Bill
Cosby. Nobody can really do a Bill Cosby. I guess a few people that can, but I always just go with the Michael Scott Bill Cosby impression. And the jello. But Bill Cosby was back because he was seen in Philadelphia rocking Eagles gear. Now, all those people are like, I hate the Patriots. Fuck the Patriots. I could never root for them. Are you rooting for date rape?
I thought he did a impromptu stand-up set.
I didn't know that. I just saw that. That's what I heard. I saw the picture of him with Eagles. Like he had like a windbreaker that was Eagles. He had the sweatpants with Eagles. He had the hat with Eagles.
Like he's in the middle of a bar doing an impromptu stand-up set, which just goes to continue the narrative of Eagles fans are garbage people.
Minus Daniel Tom Chesson, who listens to the podcast. But
sorry.
He's
Eagles fans.
He's garbage for like 2 weeks, but like it's like a good garbage.
You know what? We don't even
like,
have to say Eagles fans. People in Philadelphia. You're garbage people.
Well, they call it Philadelphia for a reason.
Yeah, you're garbage people. He shows up out of nowhere and you're like, oh, he's from here. It's okay. He didn't rape anyone.
Have a pretzel.
Yeah. It's okay that you raped 39 people because you were funny and did a show.
Honestly. Like I'm really doing that because I hate the Eagles. I'm shitting on that. Like you, like Bill Cosby's one of the greatest comedians ever.
Oh,
like
he's great.
One of the greatest comedians ever. And I there's one more thing where we can piggyback on that Woody Allen comparison I made. Where it's like I myself am able
still
to
on
separate.
TV, I'd watch the Cosby.
It
show.
Is still on TV. I've seen reruns of it.
Okay, I haven't.
But like it, which is funny because the Cosby Show's got reruns on, but Dukes of Hazzard doesn't.
Yeah,
because of a flag. But anyways. Anyways, so hashtag. Like Bill Cosby, I think he should be able to do it. He should be able to do his act because a lot of those people, like you find this the what you got. That's your spot, you know. And it's like I'm able to look at like what Bill Cosby does on stage, and say he is one of the greatest. And I'm also able to look at what Bill Cosby does off the stage when you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Horrible people can also be hilarious people in certain roles. And it's like, I get you don't want to support that, but you can't not, like, you can't say Bill Cosby wasn't one of the greatest comedians of all time. And there's people that are trying to do that now where it's like, whoa. Yes, what he did was horrendous and awful, and I don't approve of that, and he should never have done that, and no one should ever do that, but he is still fucking awesome at comedy.
But dude, you got away with raping, like, 40 to 50 people, you don't get to be in public anymore. You just fucking
don't. That, and I understand I understand that aspect of that as well. But to me, it's like, this is the one thing the guy is good at right now that people like him for.
You just spend your last 10 years in fucking solitary with your family and fucking just go away and die. Like,
honestly, like that sounds
cause
harsh,
like,
but like
he's
realistically,
like
90
now, right? Like he doesn't have more than 10 years left. Just go away and die.
My God, I hope he dies without the Eagles winning a Super Bowl.
What? Okay.
Oh, my God.
How about what if he dies the next week and then the Eagles win? So he doesn't even get to enjoy it.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I fucking hate them.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I just, I don't know. I don't, they can't win. They can't win. Fuck the Eagles. But, like, if you're rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl, guys, just know that you're supporting date rape. And just think about that for a
second.
And
you're supporting Philadelphia people.
Oh, but did you know Tom Brady deflated balls? Oh, that's cool. That doesn't sound as bad as date rape.
Yeah.
Well, did you know they filmed this guy during his practices? That's cool.
Did they film themselves raping somebody?
No. Did you root for there were a lot of people that seemed like they were going to be rooting for the Patriots. Should that have been the showdown in the AFC Championship? And I don't remember out of any quarterback in the NFL that perhaps locked anybody in a restroom and tried to have sex with them. Can you remember Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, I couldn't think of anybody. But
nope, not even going to allow that. That was bullshit. That one was full of shit.
I don't know. When you have your bodyguard stand in front of a restroom door so you can block other people's access.
I don't believe any bit of her
But her friend's testimony was pretty legit when the guy was trying to come find her.
Yeah, because Ezekiel Elliott's girl texting her friend and getting her to go on board with lying to the police. Yeah, that shows that no girls will ever lie for their friends.
That's horseshit, but fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah. Same thing. I don't believe a fucking thing against Ben.
I just don't like Ben. I don't like Ben.
I've always liked Ben. Big Ben.
No.
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Fuck him. He's always been surrounded with people that are helping him. He's not it's not him making the difference, I don't think, ever. He's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but he's not great.
Yeah, I mean, he only throws for 4,700 yards.
But Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, what's-his-face, Hines Ward. Like, okay, he's always had, number one.
Santonio Holmes is not a fucking...
Santonio Holmes had a four-year time where he was one of the best. He was a top 10 receiver in the NFL for about 4 years.
And
then they got rid of him.
But he wasn't a fucking game
breaker. Hines Ward was an awesome receiver for his entire career. Anyways, so Bill Cosby's back. If you root for the Eagles, you're rooting for Bill Cosby. Just think about that again.
Pieces of shit.
Also back is teenagers. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently we are not teenagers. We're teenagers now until the age of 24.
I think you're incorrect. It's adolescence. We're adolescents until 24. Okay. Not teenagers. Because by definition, that's wrong. Because you're no longer in the teens.
Adolescent is like the same thing as teenager.
Well, it's
because
you're dumb and you're stupid.
But when you were 18, were you not an adolescent? That's what I was always.
Yeah, but as soon as you become 20, you're no longer in the teens. Hence, you cannot be a
teenager. Okay, but adolescent, teens, kind of like. All right, adolescents then are the comeback.
There you go, adolescents.
Same thing, basically. But. So they're basically teenagers that are in their 20s.
Because
apparently
still not
you're not an adult until you turn 24. And I think basically it's like, oh, you mean like we can't get jobs because we graduated and nobody's hiring at all. And so a lot of these people have to live with their parents.
Oh, so you're just coddling pussies even more now by giving them an excuse for being pussies.
Well, no, but I'm just saying like it's a lot tougher of a climate to come out of college in. Like as like our parents were and their parents were, and I'm not saying it was ever easy, but it's much harder with people. There's way more fucking people now than there were, and we're up against it when you're graduating. But like I think they're basically just saying like you're 24 is when you officially become an adult because people are buying like homes at older ages, people are getting married at older ages, like because people are poor as fuck because that's how it's worked now, like. People are just not supposed to make money right when they come out of college unless they're like in like some like fucking fantastic job, you know?
I don't buy into that shit as much. I think people also just generally have a worse work ethic than they used to.
I do too, and I think we cycle through things. I think our parents' generation didn't get as much love at home. I think like, you know, their parents were more cold to them, so they were like, I want to be pals with my kid. I want my kids to be like happy around me, and then we're gonna do that, and I think we're gonna be assholes to our kids. All of us are like, fuck you, go do your fucking schoolwork. I don't fucking know. Like I wanna be the parents like, I don't know, come back when the sun's going down. Fuck, get out there, play outside.
Yeah, get the fuck out of my house. I'm trying to bang your mom shit. And you're making all this goddamn noise.
So adolescence is back, and then another comeback kid this week is the Mighty Ducks. I don't know if you saw this, but they are thinking about making a television series based on the Mighty Ducks.
So are we
Emilio Estevez will not be there.
So we're talking live. We're not talking the animated Mighty Ducks.
Now I watched that as well.
That one was
tight. Like let's go play hockey / fight crime.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm not about this. Leave the Mighty Ducks alone. Let them be what they were.
I understand that. And I probably won't watch it, but like the Mighty Ducks is one of the best parts
of
my childhood.
You cannot recapture that.
You can't, but you maybe for a new generation, not for us. Nope. We'll never understand it. But like,
there's
who
only
knows?
One Charlie Banks.
Fuck, cake eater.
Oh, wait, no. No, Banks was different than Charlie.
No, it was Adam Banks.
Adam Banks.
Charlie Conway. There we go.
Sorry, I've been drinking.
And then Goldberg had the knuckle puck.
No.
Keenan had the knuckle puck.
Yeah, Keenan had the knuckle puck. Goldberg was the fat goalie.
You're right.
Hey, goalie man.
And goalie then Julie the Cat Gaffney from Bangor, Maine.
Julie the Cat Gaffney. And Tex.
Remember
from
the
Texas.
Yeah! Woohoo! Yeah!
And 2 minutes for roping.
The Bash Brothers.
Dude, I literally watched 2 and 3 like a month and a half ago.
It's so good. It's so good. Ducks fly together, even though that would never work. Going
and
when in a
crows
V formation.
Are roosting and the cows are turning circles in
ducks
the pasture.
Ducks fly together. Ducks fly together. Yeah, I don't know. Ducks fly. Wait. Fucking Coach Bombay, dude. Who would have thought? Like a guy doing community service turning into the Team USA coach. Really, a story of rags to riches.
Man,
if you think about
for
it.
For Hendrix Hockey of all of
Hendrix
them.
Hendrix Hockey.
What a, the name?
Was
hockey.
It Hans?
Hans, well,
Hans was the big was the guy.
Hans
at work.
Was two. What was his brother? Well, see, because people forget that it was.
But Hans was the guy that had the effect on Gordon. You know, when Gordon played for the Waves before he got
that's
hurt.
Saying, but the
like
second,
Hans
the
was the guy that got him back
no
into hockey.
The first movie's guy. It was his brother. There was like Hans in the first
because that guy real guy died
was,
right.
Like, Gons was his brother.
Well, didn't he play the same guy? And they just pretended
no, it, was,
it wasn't
a different actor. That's why I think the first guy died.
Hans
they had
dies.
To bring
yeah.
His brother.
Oh, because he was watching. Yeah, he was watching Charlie's Game or whatever.
Yeah,
was.
Some shit like that.
Fuck, dude, the Mighty Ducks was such a good like trilogy. It
God
was one
damn,
of those.
It was good.
It was one
even
of those,
the third one. People shit on the third. I love the third one.
Oh, you mean the JV just overtaking the varsity with fuck the Warriors. Fuck the Warriors.
People forget.
And then they were the fucking Ducks. They changed the name from the Warriors. Okay, and then they named it Pro Team.
Yeah, and then people forget the dickhead like best friend from the seniors. You know, he was Abraham in The Walking Dead. So you know, guy kind of had a
right?
Good career right there.
Right. That's like you are like the only other person that has ever mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're on this podcast to recognize little fucking things like that. Abraham, guy, spoiler, turn it off if you have it. Maybe gets his head bashed in. Maybe if he had played a little bit more hockey, wouldn't have had that happen with Negan. No. If you think
if,
about
if
it.
If
you
had
think
had
about
his
it.
Hockey stick with him. He abandoned hockey.
Maybe if he had if he had a little bit more character and didn't lose to the fucking Ducks. When it was the JV varsity game.
You know we're going to hurt you, right? That's like my favorite line from
the
entire fucking movie.
That was the fucking best movie. Or the fucking best scene in that whole movie was that, like, where they were like, you know what? You're wrong. They put the ants all over the varsity yeah. players. And then they had to play. And, like, it was like, there's, like, fog coming up from the ice. And, like, hell yeah.
No, the best is still when the other Bash brother pulled a Bobby Boucher and showed up with his fucking contract right before the game. He was like, all right, I got a scholarship too.
And guess what?
I know we're 3/4 of the way through the school year, but here I am. Let's kick some ass.
And I love that like they could go to like a charter school and then also just be homeless. Like when they were in the like we can't afford the charter, but don't worry, like I have another option. I'm going to be homeless. And like, what are you going to do when you're homeless? Well, I'm probably going to hit hockey pucks into a suitcase all day. Yeah, that's what I do. Me and Fulton hang out doing this all the time.
Goddamn Fulton.
Fuck. I'm watching that movie now.
Yeah, I might have to watch that too.
Everybody, tonight. If you watch the Mighty Ducks this week, let us know because I missed that movie.
God great damn. Man. Great man.
Coach Bombay molded those kids into fine adults, didn't he?
Good old Gordon.
And you know, he was a little drunk.
Emilio!
Fuck, dude.
Mighty Duck Man.
All right. Our final comeback kid of the week.
Barney.
Barney the goddamn dinosaur.
For those of you that have not heard yet, the man who played Barney now runs a tantric sex clinic.
Fantastic.
Which, I couldn't picture him ending up with his life any other way.
It's not the guy that voiced another, hey kids, it's
no.
me, I'm Barney. It's
no,
the guy
it's the
that
guy
was
in
like,
the
like, you didn't know him ever. It was the guy that was legitimately just like, he moved and they got that. Because a lot of people don't realize
was
that he didn't talk, but he was. I mean,
he was
he
in the
made,
suit.
He brought Barney to life.
He
literally
he brought
for
the
10
blood,
years.
Sweat, and tears that were Barney.
Mm-hmm.
I assume there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that.
At least as long as there was no semen, I think we're in the clear. You know,
that's the one thing that could have been.
Semen around those children.
There was no
a problem.
Semen then. There's plenty of semen now.
If you listen to the Barney song nowadays, though. Like, they're talking about kissing each other and stuff. Like, you can't. Oh, don't kiss me to you. It's like, that's what you call statutory rape.
No, back then that was just cool. Nowadays, it's get away from my children, you creepy
pretty
dinosaur.
Pretty much. But I think what I loved about Barney was that it was the simplest thought in the world. Where it's like, kids fucking love dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Let's have a dinosaur teach kids shit. And everybody's like, hell yeah, let's do that. And it fucking worked.
Yeah, because you had Mr. Rogers teaching the real world shit. And they're like, well, you got to give him a cartoon character. Let's give him a fucking dinosaur.
And Sesame Street over here, we got a bird.
We had him covered. three done. Shows had it covered.
Done. And we turned out okay.
We turned out pretty fucking good, I think.
Just saying. We yeah. weren't asking for participation trophies.
I didn't ask for them, and I don't want them anymore.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about our good friends at Blue Apron Gang. I am a huge fan of Blue Apron. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. You can get it all delivered to your door by going to blueapron.com/PTG. They're going to send you a bunch of ingredients, and they're going to tell you what to do with them. And then, boom, you got a meal in about 30 minutes or less. Right now, if you order from blueapron.com/PTG, that's our special link, you can get steaks and cheesy mashed potatoes, Middle Eastern baked chicken, and rice. That's so much better than Western Eastern baked chicken and rice. That's like Western baked chicken and rice sucks, guys. You go with the Middle Eastern baked chicken and rice for sure. Also, we got baked cod and tomato sauce, baked ditali and creamy tomato sauce. Then you get the pickled beet grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm not gonna lie, these look fucking dope on this picture I'm looking at. Roasted chicken and rosemary vegetables, chickpea and cauliflower tagine, and spicy pork and Korean rice cake. Sounds like an exotic little spread this week if you order from blueapron.com/PTG. And like I said, you can get it all at blueapron.com/PTG. It's blueapron.com/PTG, and you're going to get $30 off of your first order and free shipping. So do it right now. It's easy. It's flexible. There's a variety of different foods, and it's guaranteed freshness every single time. So go to blueapron.com/PTG. That's blueapron.com/PTG. We're literally giving you $30 worth of free food and free shipping. blueapron.com/PTG. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Also, this segment is brought to you by MeUndies.com. It's always a good dick day in MeUndies, gang. MeUndies is going to make feel-good underwear that your butt will be proud to wear, your butt and your dick. They're going to be the most comfortable pair of underwear that you ever own. And to check it out, go to MeUndies.com/podcast with tons of styles and patterns for both the men and the ladies. MeUndies is going to have the perfect fit for any person out there. At MeUndies, the feeling is unmatched because they use a product that's 3 times softer than cotton. And if underwear isn't your thing, MeUndies also makes the softest goddamn socks in the world. They sent me a pair. They're fucking soft.
Feels great on your
My day. Feet fall asleep just sitting in them. They're so what? What? I just want to go to bed. And I want to make pillowcases out of them. They're so soft. For 20% off of your first order and for free shipping, all you got to do is go to MeUndies.com/podcast. That's MeUndies.com/podcast. MeUndies.com/podcast. Okie dokie, smokies. Let me go on and get onto not cool. How about that? And ladylets, whenever you're ready. Nope, that's not what you're doing, guys. These assholes. Not cool, man. Like, I think they're pissed. You're drinking all their beer.
I think they're sneaking liquor.
That might be it. That might be it. I apologize for the improfessionalism of the ladylets.
I'm going to have to talk to them after.
All right. I'll start off with they're not cool. So I kind of teased this a little bit, but my not cool is like, so James Franco was nominated for a bunch of shit. He won a Golden Globe for Best Actor. And then 2 weeks later, the Oscar nominations came out, which basically, if you win the Golden Globe, you're probably going to get an Oscar nomination. Best Picture, Disaster Artist, not on it. That's cool, but like he won Best Actor. So he's like, well, James Franco will still get on that. But whoa, whoa, whoa. James Franco had some allegations against him that we still haven't proven yet. Still haven't proven, but just these are allegations. These are words that have been said by people. I'm not saying that they're discredited, but we just have no proof. And I was under the impression we were innocent until proven guilty. This is kind of following my Woody Allen philosophy, you know? But James Franco didn't get an Oscars nomination. James Franco was not nominated for Best Actor. How can you win Best Actor for the exact same movie 2 weeks ago, yet when the nominations come out for that same exact movie that hasn't changed at all, you are now not even in the running of it?
So was it, has there been multiple accusations been, now, think, or is it just the one?
A couple. There have been a couple.
Okay, because I'd only heard of the one where the girl was like, hey, James, remember when you had me appear naked in your movie?
Right, and a lot of them like, are well, like
bitch,
that.
You
a
signed
lot of
the
them
fucking
are,
contract.
A lot of them are like that where it's like, well, you were supposed to do that, and then he sent like nudes to a chick at one point. But like, is it a crime to send nudes to a chick?
Yeah.
Okay, but is it? No.
No, I'm not. But like he said, yes. He was talking to this chick, and he sent like a nude, and it was like that's weird. But like, I understand if you sent like 4,000 nudes.
I was gonna say,
but
like,
if you send one, and she
asks for it, that's technically indecent exposure.
Okay, so then maybe he's on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But
okay.
You know what?
Well, still, but that doesn't discredit his work.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't discredit his work.
If James Franco sent me a nude, I'd feel flattered. Like,
I would too.
That's a good-looking man.
Wow, James.
I have no latent
you.
Homosexual tendencies, but if James Franco thought I was pretty enough to send me
dude.
A fucking nude, I'd be like, you know, it's not for me, but nice dick, bro. I appreciate it.
Hey, man. Yeah. Right? And
like, I feel like it would go a lot like it did in The Night Before.
Right, but
dude,
it's
you
not,
got a dope dick.
But what I, like, it's not rape, is it? That's not sexual assault, is it? That's sexual harassment?
Harassment at most. I would say only indecent exposure.
Sexual indecency?
No. Sexual harassment would be what it would be.
I would consider it sexual harassment. But like, I have not seen anything with him like, raping anybody. And like, I'm not saying it's okay to rape people. We're very into that. And like, this is my movement I want to start, Pat. It's the fucking Me 3 movement where it's like everybody is into this fucking like Me Too, and that's for people that were rape victims and stuff like that. And like fuck yeah, like
that's what it should have been.
I am not okay with rape. You know, rape's not cool ever.
That's our number one
right.
Not cool.
We
ever.
Are the most anti-rapist podcast ever. Fact. Write that down. What did we say we were? We were anti something last week, but now we're anti-rapist again. So we're back.
We're
back on that. We're anti-racism.
Cool
anti. Anti-rape, all of that stuff. Anti-sexism, all of that stuff. But, like, all these people are like, well, me too. And then it's everybody jumping on, like, well, I had a guy, he looked at me too long. And it's like, that's not...
He whistled me too. No, you're cheapening the
so
woman who got fucking raped.
We're going to have to back off the me too movement. I'm going to be in the me three where it's like, hey, super anti that. All anti, like, sexual assault, sexual, all that shit. Rape, not cool at all. But I'm just not marching with you.
Yeah. Nope.
You know?
Like, I'm with you, but I'm not going to be physically be with you.
Right. And so, like, this kind of goes into another one of my not cools. It was based on, like, I didn't even watch the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I just saw the shit afterwards.
Does anybody?
Some people do. Screen actors.
That weren't
people,
invited.
People in the guild. My other not cool that kind of goes along with this is the bitching at the men that didn't wear those Time's Up pins to the Screen Actors Guild. First off, Michael Scott didn't wear one, so fuck you. Michael Scott's the greatest man on earth. If you're going to call out Steve Carell, you can go fuck off. Like, then James Franco didn't wear one, and it was the same thing as that Dave Chappelle bit, where it was like when Ben Affleck was like, I am against rape, and like, shut the fuck up, Ben, you were touching a titty in 1999. He's like, all right, well, fuck, I'm out. Yeah. And that's like, that's fucking exactly what happened to James Franco. He's like, I am super against rape. Like, fuck you, James. Remember that nude you sent? He's like, okay, I'm not helping anybody.
Sorry,
I
misread it.
I am not helping anybody ever. And like, I'm not saying that it's okay to always do it, but like, there are times where people misread a situation.
Yeah.
There are times where people misread a situation and it's not rape. And I'm not saying like you forced your dick in her or anything like that. Like, you didn't force anybody into anything.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to misread her wanting your dick inside of you.
Right, that's hard to misread. But like, pictures are like, it's a very gray area.
Was going that
it's
way.
Super sketchy, but it's like, yeah,
and
you thought
took
she
a
was
shot.
Going that way.
I took a chance.
Shooter shoot. Probably shouldn't
shoot
have.
Shooter shoot.
Probably
yeah.
Shouldn't have. But it's not like he raped you. You
he's
know? And like,
bad.
All you gotta do is delete the picture.
Person.
Delete the fucking picture.
Just immediately send
I'm
back.
Sorry. Right.
Whoa, dude,
hey.
That's not cool.
Right?
I did not want
and that.
That
could have been that, but
and
then
it'll shut it down immediately. Dude, he took a chance.
But to me, the easiest way to get people away from your cause is by being a dick to people over stupid, minute details that don't matter. Like the fact that you don't wear a goddamn Time's Up pin to the fucking Screen Actors Guild Award. Go fuck yourself, people
right.
Are upset over that. It doesn't mean, like, do you know how easy it is to be against rape?
Yeah.
I would say 99.99% of people on this earth
are against
rape.
I didn't wear the pin because I just kind of assumed that was the basic stance of most decent human beings.
Well, you didn't wear black either. Okay, well, like, I didn't know. Fuck. Like, guys always have black tuxedos, and now women are wearing black dresses, and we're supposed to, like, acknowledge that. Fuck you guys.
Meryl Streep going, oh, you didn't wear the pin. I'm sorry, Meryl Streep. You knew Harvey Weinstein was a rapist for 20 fucking years, and you didn't
say
anything.
You were best friends with him.
So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, get the fuck
out of here.
I'm over Meryl Streep.
I don't listen to a single fucking thing from anybody coming out of Hollywood because everybody knew about him. Every fucking person knew about Harvey Weinstein.
And Meryl Streep.
It was something that people joked about. Fucking Gwyneth Paltrow said it on like Conan or some shit like 8 goddamn years ago. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, we all
Seth
know.
Seth MacFarlane had made references bastard. To it.
Don't fucking do it. Everyone knew and nobody said a fucking thing.
But so now that it comes yourself. Out, now that
and
it comes
I hope
out.
Every person that knew about it feels bad for every fucking girl that got raped afterwards.
And they should. And they should. But now that it comes out, you're holier than now, even though you worked for him and you did that.
But I got pinned.
Whoa, hey.
Time's
whoa,
up.
That's it. You know what? If Harvey came near me, I'd tell him to buzz up. But you wouldn't tell him that when he was paying your fucking salaries, were you? Yeah. You wouldn't tell him that when he was casting
time's
movies?
Time's up doesn't mean no more raping people. Time's up means, hey, they're talking to each other. Time's up for us allowing people to continually get fucking raped on our own watch because we knew all these people are bullshit.
Well, no, I am 100% for like movements like this. I think it's cool to do that. But and you can wear your fight. You can wear the Time's Up pins. You can dress in black to show a sign. You can do things like
but
that.
But just quit,
I have,
quit
I,
eating your own.
I have no problem for that. And then I have no problem with you doing that. You sending a message, you trying to, cause like, fuck yeah. Let's start like calling out these people that are doing this shit. You need to end this. And it's just the people that want it all, it should be fixed immediately now. And it's like, whoa, buddy, we've got a whole lot of work. We're working on it. It's a process. And I understand that it would be ideal to have it fixed now, but you can't just immediately be like, all right, hi everyone. This is out. Everybody that's a rapist, raise your hand. Like that's not that
doesn't
simple.
Fucking work
you got to weed them out. And I'm not saying that it's great. It's not good. But like you're allowed to do this. You should be able to have these platforms. You should be able to do this stuff. But it's the patting yourself on the goddamn back about like, and this women's march was the greatest women's march of all time ever of all time. Even though the networks didn't cover it. Like the networks, first off, they covered it. But you're just watering down your own thing, trying to like pat yourself on the goddamn back. Like you shouldn't have a movement so you can talk well about yourself and pat yourself on the back. You should have a movement because you want to make a difference in something. It's not about you at that point. It's about the fucking movement that you are creating, not about like, well, look at me. I said no to Harvey Weinstein, even though I acted in 3 movies. But I said no later.
And I you know, I sent my friend to his trailer.
And it goes with guys, too.
Does.
There's guys that are fucking playing that shit, and then they're doing they're fucking on the same side as him, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a Me Three guy. I'm a Me Three guy. I anti-rape, anti-all that bad shit, but I'm just not going to march with you. That's my whole point. So Me Three, I think, is the new movement. Hashtag Me Three. I'm going to tweet it out. If you guys – let's make that our own movement. We're like, ladies, we're on your side. Probably not going to go to march.
Nope.
Probably not going to go to march. I'm probably not going to just like.
I don't march for my own health.
I'm not going to boycott Netflix, not Monique. I'm sorry. I'm going to still watch The Office regularly. Like, if you tell me we shouldn't drink because of this stuff, I'm probably still going to drink. But like,
I know I shouldn't dip. But you know what? Every day I still have a fucking.
Like, so like, I'm a Me Three kind of guy. I'm on your side. Just
don't ask for any.
I'm not
going to
be crazy.
Help.
I'm not going to be crazy. No, I'll help you out. I'll give you a little donation here and there if I can.
Oh, I thought we were going Hollywood style of Me Three of I'm with you, but I'm not going to do anything to help you.
Oh, well, if we want
to. So this is better.
We're Me Three. Hashtag Me Three.
We'll throw cash your way, but nothing physical helping. Okay, I'm with that.
Right? Like, I'm just not going to march. I'm not going to take up my Saturday.
I'm not
going to
show up.
I'm not going to take up my Saturday to go march. But like, hey, if you're like, if someone.
I'll give you a retweet.
If I see a rape going down, I'm going to say, whoa, let's stop that. Hey. I'll do my best to stop it.
Okay, well, no, that I'll actually fucking strangle a guy.
Well, yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, no, my mindset is like, what if this guy's like 6'6", he's fucking like jacked and he beats the shit out of me. I might not 100%,
I feel like I may not
100% be able to stop, but I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
Just grab those nuts.
That's a good call.
Just fucking squeeze them like Jackie Moon.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll do that. I will stop rapes now, guys.
Yeah.
I'll be walking.
Because if he's raping, his pants are down, which means the nuts are.
And guys,
exposed.
I swear to God, if Alex sees a fucking rape happening in my vicinity, I'm shutting that shit down.
Yeah,
Me Three.
I don't want hashtag my balls to smell like another, or my hand to smell like another man's balls. But it means stopping that rape.
Hashtag Me Three.
I'll pull them motherfuckers right off.
What is your not cool, Pat? You got a good one?
You know, I
mine were kind of just me rambling.
I feel like I did earlier, and then I got drunk and I forgot what it was.
Well, it happens. Happens to the best of us. As Howie Day, I believe, said, even the best fall down.
Oh, no, no. Sometimes. You know what mine was? It was, and I feel like we've already touched it 6 times, that's fucking Philadelphia Eagles fans. So I don't know if you had heard, when they were playing the Vikings the week before.
The fucking Eagles, man.
There was this woman, Millie, who's like 99 years old. She's a Vikings fan. And you know, she became semi-internet famous for it. So then after they beat them, Eagles fans were walking around with banners chanting, fuck Millie.
Fuck Millie.
Like, God damn it, can you be less fucking classy, motherfuckers? You're the most classless human beings out there there is.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
By the way, Rocky is fake. Right. Rocky Isn't Real Shirts, available, passivegreenmerch.com.
And, I mean, I still...
You saw the videos of them throwing full beer cans at Vikings fans, you know, walking in.
Vikings fans have planned on meeting up and throwing beer cans at them.
Also see that a lot of them are going to sign up as Uber drivers?
Yeah,
and
fuck
drop them off at the wrong spots,
yeah.
Which is going to be hilarious if that actually happens. Great. But to me, it's just like Minnesota's almost Canada, so they're super nice, so I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, like
I'll drop you off at my friend's house, but not over here. So I was like an Irish Minnesota guy.
That's pretty close to that. And, you know, full disclosure, I don't hate the Eagles as much as you do.
Fuck the Eagles.
But being a Packers fan,
the fucking Eagles, man.
I still remember 4th and 26
when Freddie Brown.
Yeah, the Packers should have gone to the Super Bowl. They gave up a 4th and 26 in the NFC Championship game to Donovan McNabb, and they fucking. So I still I fucking hate the Eagles. Anyway,
the only beauty of that, though,
garbage human beings.
The only beauty, and I hate that happened because fuck the Eagles. I never want the Eagles to win, as you know.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
But that game, the 4th and 26, the only bright spot of that is that, like, I got to watch the Eagles go to the NFC Championship game for 3 years and lose, and then they finally went to the Super Bowl. Like, we got it this time. We lost.
Yeah,
I'm
not 100% sure if that was the same year.
I think that was the year they went to the Super Bowl, though, because that was the year they didn't have T.O.
It wasn't
the
NFC Championship.
No, that was the year before. Correct. They had T.O.
Yeah, because I don't actually think that was an NFC Championship game. I feel like that
was a divisional. It was a divisional, because that was at the vet. That was the last game at the vet, right?
I don't fucking
know. I think it was.
All I know is we fired our defensive coordinator after that fucking game.
All you got to say about Phillies fans, or Phillies fans technically too, because they're the same people, yeah. But like Eagles fans is like you had to build a jail in your stadium.
I mean, every
stadium. But like you had to, like, they were like the first to make it like a thing.
No, all you have to say about them is they threw batteries at Santa Claus. That's like, about as bad as it fucking
you
gets.
You booed Michael Irving for breaking his neck in front of you. But, like, fuck the Cowboys, too. So, like, I don't know. I'm torn between that one. But
I mean, if a Bears guy broke his neck in front of me, I'd be like, oh, that sucks. But
he's not like, he's out for the rest of the game. All right, Bobby Jokes, what's yours? You're going to have to talk to Pat. I'm going to have to go piss real fast.
Okay. So I've got a classic, not cool.
Oh, classic. Let's see what this is.
It's colorblindness.
You would.
Yeah.
How did it hurt you?
Well, like, I'm at the editing internship, and they color grade, so they adjust the color on the footage, which I can't do.
I'm sorry that this is so funny to me, but God damn it, that is priceless.
Yeah, so, like, I'll finish it and I have to hand it off to someone else, because I could be adjusting it or whatever. I'm like, oh, that looks fine to me, and then it'll turn out, no, that's not how it should be.
Bobby Jokes goes 90% of the way and then goes... Fuck, help me out here.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do sometimes. You can't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah. I've mentioned this before, but like we had in my apartment, we had some, I think they were green curtains, which I always thought they were brown. So I just like randomly at one point, I'm like, oh, look at those green curtains. I'll move them that, or move them brown, or the brown curtains. And my girlfriend, she's like, no, those are green. I had no idea.
So are you red green?
Yeah, it's like a mixed red, green, blue, purple.
Because I've heard that's the most like the most prominent common one.
Yeah.
Because I remember a couple years, or I guess it was last year for one of the NFL Color Rush games, which is the games where they have all the teams wear like their primary color and they do head to toe in that.
Yeah.
They had Buffalo and the Jets. Well, Buffalo wore all red and the Jets wore all green. So there was people online that were pissed off because like we can't fucking tell who is who. This entire game, because all the color. You remember hearing about
that? Wait, is his not cool colorblind related?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because color corrections for his internship.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah. So he's like, I get most of it done, and then I just got to kind of fucking hand it off. But yeah, you remember hearing about that, right? The Bills-Jets color rush game. Where people are like, well,
that's why they have to have a white. That's why they have to have all white uniforms now.
That's where I was going, is now they have one team that wears white.
Or like I think you can get away with like yellow. But like you have to have like a light, like it's got to be a certain shade or whatever.
See, I still want to see a Packers all yellow color rush. Yeah. It looks Yeah, I used to use it in Madden on the video games, the yellow jersey, and I was like, this is dope as fuck, and I'd beat people's asses online. Not really interesting to anyone but me.
I think the Giants had the best color rush because they got the throwback, like, 1990s Giants jersey.
Nope, you said.
Who has the best one, then?
Nope. Packers when they wear yellow.
That's not a fucking color rush, though.
It hasn't
happened. I would say it would go Giants, then Broncos.
I'm still a huge fan of the Battle Reds.
That's not a color rush.
They have the
navy color rush with the red numbers.
See, that's just dumb.
I thought it was stupid too. And then who else has cool color rush? The Falcons had cool color rush ones. The Saints had pretty dope ones.
Dude, the Panthers, the all teal.
But they'd go that sometimes. Anyways,
I don't think they ever go all.
Well, yeah, you're right. They go silver pants with the teal jerseys.
But they do that all.
Worst is the Jags. The Jags have the worst because it's like poop green, but it's like poop brown.
Poop. Tootie poop mouth.
But it's like that, like gold, like the gold shit. It's like baby shit.
It was like baby shit.
It looks like baby shit brown and gold.
Baby shit brown.
Like a baby that ate a lot of honey.
Good baby shit brown. Robert, baby shit brown.
Ah, you know they call him that because his baby shits everywhere and he has to clean it up. He's one of the only men still here that changes diapers. Doesn't make the old lady do it. Anyways, let's move along, guys. I think we've come pretty far on this podcast. People are probably waiting for the end
of it. We're hopping around.
At this point, people are probably like, when are you going to end this motherfucking thing? Let's go into my favorite segment of the podcast. It's the answer segment. Now, there's no such thing as a stupid question, but if you want to try one... there's no such thing as a stupid... Pat was trying to show me something, and he was just like, I'm not doing it.
No, I was trying to show you that you skipped two segments.
What segments did I skip?
Football and stories.
Oh, shit. Well, we don't have to do stories. We can talk football.
Fucking either one. We'll
talk football next week because really, like, we know who's in the Super Bowl at this point. We're not going to make predictions. Cap, we just talked about the Eagles. Like, fuck the Eagles. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I.
Yeah, fuck them. Patriots won.
Fucking Eagles, man.
Here's our football recap. Patriots won. Eagles kicked the shit out of the Vikings. That's it.
Really, you just said Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Everybody else knew the Patriots are the AFC representative, if you think about it. I saw since like 2003, it's been Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Flacco, or Ben Roethlisberger as like the quarterbacks for the AFC 100% of the time.
Tom Brady's made it to the Super Bowl 8 out of 16 years now.
He had a better percentage.
Or 8 out of 17 years.
He had a better percentage of making the AFC Championship last week than Blake Bortles did completing a pass.
It's something like 50% of his career he's been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. But we're going to move to the answers segment.
Yeah, let's get this done.
And I always say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but then just a lot of people, like, when you ask the stupid question, they're like, you're stupid. And you're like, whoa, you said there's no such thing as a stupid question. I know this because I was that guy in class. Like, well, I'm going to ask this. Let me see. That was in the – well, you said there's no stupid questions, bitch. Like, excuse me. You can judge all you want. But we don't judge you here. I won't judge you at least. You can send your questions no matter how stupid you think they are. Maybe they're just a thought. Like, I like to think it's like a shower thought is what they call them, I think, online, where you're like just a random like, how does this fit? Like, how does this work?
Random thoughts is probably better.
Random thoughts.
I had a buddy that messaged you one, and he told me what it was. And I was like
– He did. And it's on this, actually.
Oh, you put it on here?
We'll be asking it.
Oh, that's funny because I was like, dude, that doesn't really fit our segment, so it doesn't work.
Well, I think he heard it from like a student, but like we're going to ask it as if he's asking it. Because technically he sent it to us, so it's him asking it.
You reformatted it for us.
Okay. Right. I made it work. So there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you think you got a question that you want answered, no matter what it is, answers@passthegradepod.com. I 100% guarantee you we will answer your questions if you send them to answers@passthegradepod.com. You can also tweet them to us at @PassTheGravyPod on Twitter. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at not Pat Dionne, D-I-O-N-N-E. And Robert is at RobertBarbosa03. Maybe hashtag him with answers. That would be ideal. But just, you know, tweet them if you want to tweet them. But most of you guys actually email them. It's weird because I feel like Twitter is taking over nowadays. But we get the email questions, which is how I know you're legit because you take the time to go email it. Like TJ Ivy always does that. She didn't this week because, you know, she's busy. But I think she met me. And I just maybe we didn't hit it off right away when we met because I don't think she's written in since then.
Yeah.
So I'm a little upset. TJ?
That was the other thing I had to tell
you. TJ, hopefully you're hanging out.
I was like, don't just tweet the question at us because then everyone can see it and it kind of ruins the segment.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it does. I like that. Because then sometimes you'll get somebody else to be like jumping on it, you know?
That's actually a good point.
If you want, it's that's the beauty. If you follow Pass Your A Podcast or Pass Your A Pod on Twitter, we're basically like you get a little inside info. Like Bobby Jokes, I'm pretty sure he's going to post this behind the scenes video we've been working on. He's going to post that. If you're on the, if you follow Pass Your A Pod, you'll probably find it on Twitter. And also, if you don't follow us on Facebook, go fucking search for Pass Your A Podcast on Facebook. Hit that like button, and we need to grow our likes on Facebook. I'm not very good at promoting the Facebook. I'm great at promoting the Twitter. Facebook's really where it's at, I feel like. So we got to get people to like the Facebook. So Pass the Great Podcast on Facebook. Go like that. Share us with a friend, guys. And if you want to be a pal, really, go review us on iTunes and just roast the shit out of us. If you roast the shit out of
please
us,
do. Give I keep us, asking for this and nobody's
give
doing
us five
it.
Stars. You roast the shit out of us, we will read your roasts. I promise you. So go do it. Pass the Great Podcast on Facebook, at Pass the Great Pod on Twitter, and then roast the fuck out of us. Give us five star reviews, though, on iTunes. Let's go with Not Cool. How about that? Did we? I think I already played the intro, but I feel like we've already gotten out of it so much that I've got to play the intro again. Is that cool? Did I already play it?
I have no idea.
No?
Not cool, man.
Well, I'm going to play it anyway.
That's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool.
You played the wrong one.
You
oh shit, you're right. God damn it.
God damn, we are not doing well.
It's the drinking. So like Pat drinks a lot more than me. Pat's a bigger guy than me, and I'm used to like keeping up with Chris. And Chris and me would kind of go toe-to-toe. Chris is about my size. Pat's much bigger than me. So, like, Pat just fucking is fine. And I'm like, whoa. I get to that level. I'm like, okay. I'm not there yet, though. We're still fine, guys. I'm not slurring. And I know you guys have listened. If you listen to the drunk cast, I slurred that entire way through.
Oh, dude, I was not sure you were going to finish.
I remember my brother texting me and being like, dude, you're slurring so much in that podcast. I was like, yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
Thank God we knocked all those ads out right then.
All right, let's start with our answer segment. First question comes from my boy Sean Komitz, and he says, this is appropriate, he says, better patriot, John Hancock, pretty big patriot, Mel Gibson, the patriot, or Tom Brady, on the Patriots. Who's the better patriot?
Well, Tom Brady basically is Captain America.
That's what I was honestly going to go with.
Like, he's a combination of Captain America and Flash Gordon. Like, Mel, that's the closest we'll ever get.
Mel Gibson
the Patriot.
In the Patriot, fucking, when he fucks up that goddamn redcoat there.
With the fucking hatchet.
They, like, fucking killed his son.
God damn it, now I'm watching the Patriot tonight.
Right?
I'm going
right?
To.
Like,
I'm going to watch.
Because you're just like, you fucking murdered us. Oh my God, and then he just fucking takes that dude out. And you're like, yes!
Before this war is over, I'm going to kill you.
USA. USA.
But
USA,
that all that being
USA,
said,
USA. I've never wanted to yell USA more.
I'm a student of history. I'm going with John Hancock. He's my boy.
Well, because he signs his name big?
Because he was one of the founding fathers of the greatest goddamn country in the world.
I disagree. I think we got to go with Tom Brady. Remember after 9/11, they changed all the Super Bowl stuff
I'm with you.
To red, white, and blue. And then there was a young man on a team called the Patriots that who you could argue no one needed Patriots more than after 9/11. And this young fella was a backup, the American dream, brought up to starting, replacing an elite starting quarterback in Drew Bledsoe that had been a mainstay in the NFL for years, and then winning a goddamn Super Bowl. Tom Brady is a Patriot. He's the best Patriot. Better Patriot.
I can't argue with you on personal preference. Bobby, looks like we need a tiebreaker here.
I hope he goes Mel Gibson.
What were the options again?
It was John Hancock, Mel Gibson, or Tom Brady.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
There you go.
I can't. I'm
why?
Not, I'm
why
not
Tom Brady?
Because it was the last one you said?
Yeah.
That was okay. Yeah. As long as you're being honest, yeah.
I'm not angry at it. Like I said, he
right.
is the closest thing
there's
we'll ever
really
get to Captain
no
America.
Wrong answer in there. All right, I think we got a new listener, Mariah Mulher, I believe is how you pronounce it. Thank you for writing in, Mariah. She says Comic Con, false advertising for how funny real con men are. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you're completely misunderstanding the purpose of Comic-Con, yeah.
That's why I picked that one. It was so random. Where I was like, well, but it's like a, you know what it is when you go to a Comic Con, right? You don't think you're going to a Comic Con to have like funny con men, right?
I like to picture the one person that shows up like, what the fuck is this?
I saw Catch Me If You Can, and I was really sold on you guys all being Leonardo DiCaprio wannabes. You, I thought you were going to be hilarious Leonardo DiCaprio impersonators. You're not. God damn it.
God damn it.
It's just a bunch of people dressed like Batman.
We got Batman and fat guys that look like me dressed as Wonder Woman.
What if, like, we, I, there's no, I don't know con men. I don't know any con men. But, like, that would be a fucking hilarious festival to have. Because, like, obviously, if you're a con man, you're probably in trouble for something. But, like,
you got,
like you're a con man that's a comic. You're a comic con man.
You got a bunch of people dressed as Leo. You got a bunch of people dressed as L. Ron Hubbard. It's just people dressed as the heads of religions at the end of it. Like, you got the Pope and L. Ron Hubbard.
Snake oil salesman. This is pretty great. God, this is a pretty great one. Dude, I don't really have an answer for you, Mariah, but like, thank you so much for writing in, and I hope you write in every week now. This is great.
I don't know if anything has made me laugh in the answers question segment as much as that one yet.
This is such a I don't have an answer.
I hope yes.
The question itself doesn't necessarily make all that much sense if you really think about it, but like, way to go, Mariah.
Way to go.
Way to go. Way to go. And you know what? I don't think we've shit on women, but like, but women are smarter than men sometimes. Because she had a way better question than Sean already.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean.
So there you go. You know what, women? Point you.
Yeah.
Point you on that one. You know what, Mariah? I'm glad we ended that wage gap for you.
Yeah.
There we go. That's why we do it for you. We do it for the people
that
you, Mariah.
That extra dollar you saved helped you come up with that question.
God damn it, Comic Con false advertising for real con men.
Fuck, that was good.
Yeah. No, I don't think it is. I think it's a thing where people go and they see comic characters and stuff.
Sorry, men understand what it is.
Well, okay. Bobby Jokes, do you go to Comic Cons?
I've never been to one, but I think it would be cool to go.
All right, so I don't know.
I want to go too. I was talking about this today.
But like, you watch superhero movies, so it's basically those people go to Comic Con, right? Like, and you, well, no, it's Comic Con is the people that go but like to dress up as those people, right?
Well, there's a lot of people that do dress up. It's called cosplay, but like, I mean, I'm
cosplay is at Comic Con, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have their own thing?
I'd love to just go. Like, I don't know about you, I wouldn't dress up. Just because I'm fucking lazy. And
yeah, I wouldn't dress up either.
But, like, I'd love to fucking go. Like, the chance to meet Stan Lee and shake his fucking hand would be amazing.
So, I don't know if you know this, Robert, but, like, in the Victoria Comic Con they had this past weekend, they had Meredith, I think it was Caitlin Flannery that played Meredith in The Office. Uh-huh. And then they had Stanley Hudson, the guy that played Stanley Hudson in The Office there. And I was like, it's 2 hours away. I love The Office. Not going to drive 2 hours away to go see these people and probably have to pay to stand in line and take a picture with them.
Right.
But, like, so Comic-Con is kind of just anybody that's ever been in anything can go to a Comic-Con.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like, I know that, what's his face that plays Negan? Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He goes to Comic-Cons and stuff. And, like, that makes sense that he would have a bat and shit. And, like, the lesser characters in Walking Dead make appearances at Comic-Cons. But I didn't figure, like, a character like The Office would do that. So that's just mainstream kind of shit where you could just run into anybody like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
There's a bunch of conventions out there, like, different ones. So a bunch of different people go to those conventions.
Like, the Comic-Con is San Diego Comic-Con. Like, that's where, like, even Marvel Studios and like all the big name fucking mega,
like Chris Pratt goes to that one, right?
Yeah, like that's the one where you'll see him and like the guys that are in Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor and all those are the ones where you're gonna find them.
Okay,
now, you can go to Houston Comic Con and they'll have like you said, fucking
what do they have? They have Comic Palooza here, right?
Yeah, and like you'll see I think the Boondock Saints guys were here 1 year, which I fucking wish I would have gone to because that's my favorite movie of all time.
Boondock Saints? Yeah.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I love it. What do you think of the second one?
Oh, it was shit. Yeah. But I fucking loved it.
As long as you think.
But I loved every second of it.
Have you ever been to the bar in New Orleans that has it running all the time?
I've never been to New Orleans.
Oh, really? Well, you probably saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, New Orleans is a super
fun place.
My
buddies went last.
But I have never not spent $1,000 at least when I've gone to New Orleans.
My buddies went 2 weekends ago, and I didn't go because I didn't want to. Because it would spend a lot of money, and I knew I'd end up having to babysit the one guy that we all knew we were going to have to babysit, and he got arrested.
I'm kind of nervous. Oh, he got arrested?
Oh, yeah. Spent $2,300 at a strip club and got arrested for public intoxication.
See, that's the thing in New Orleans. You go to the they have strip clubs everywhere, so then you go
in. Oh, they fucking got
him. I'll be in and out. And then, like, yeah, you're just hammered, so then you're like, you, like, check your bank statement the next day and just want to throw up because how did I spend $1,300 in a strip club? I don't have $1,300 to spend in a strip club.
He spent like a grand, and they finally fucking got him away from the stripper, and were like, dude, let's go. It's time to fucking go. And he goes, oh, I forgot my jacket back there. So they wouldn't let them walk with him back to get his jacket. So when he went back to get it,
public intoxication
got him. No, another stripper got him, and got him for like another $1,300. And they waited around forever, couldn't fucking get him. My buddy was offering
Are you getting lap dances for $1,300?
Oh, dude, he's just keep throwing money.
You're not getting lap dances for $1,300.
Oh, no. Right? No, he's very confident he never got his penis taken care of.
No, but like, he didn't just throw in $1,300 at once, right?
Not at once, no.
Because the way you seen it, made it seem like there was some sort of transaction.
No, he just
kept
spending money.
I personally have not partaken in these things, but I have been with friends when they have partaken in, like, you can get your dick sucked by a stripper sometimes.
Yeah, which for the amount of money he spent, he should have.
It was at a very young age where you're like, oh, some of these strippers will suck your dick. Okay.
Yeah, he should have, which it's absurd the amount of money he spent that his penis was never touched.
Maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't. I'm not going to do that. I remember the very first time I was at a strip club. And I realized that I had a buddy go off, and
I've only ever been to one.
She took care of him. Let's just say that. And then he came back, and his wallet was a little lighter. And I was like, wait, what? They did that? And he's like, yeah, man. You just tell him. I was like, okay, I guess. Okay, this makes sense. All right. It's like, yeah, you're a stripper, but you can make some side money if you really want to make some side money. So that's smart. Good. They're an entrepreneur, and I'm all for that. Honestly, I don't understand why it's illegal in the first place.
Shouldn't be.
You're two consenting adults.
Should be regulated.
It's a business. It's the oldest fucking profession of all time.
Actually, that's false.
Well, it's one of the oldest professions, yeah. Right? Okay. It's tale as old as time.
I don't remember what I was watching, but it was proven false that it's not the oldest.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I'm just repeating what I've heard other people say.
Because if you're trying to, you know, say, this is how it was broken down when I saw it. Well, it can't be the oldest profession of all time. Because say you sleep with somebody to get a meal. Say they're, you know, to get fish from them. Well, guess what? That guy was a fisherman. It's older than that profession right there.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Right there. So it's an easy out to say that, but it's people who are uneducated and don't fucking get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Okay, let's go to our next question. And our next question is from Tyler Thomason.
What a piece of shit.
Tyler Thomason. Now, let me read it. Don't read this, Pat. You probably have already, but it says, why are the United States and Mexico two different countries if they appear on a map together? P.S. Tell Pat he's a fat Irish piece of shit and fuck the Packers. You happen to know this fella?
Yeah, he was actually one of the guys that was in New Orleans.
And then the whole thing, he was like, I'm one of Pat's buddies. And I was like, well, we're going to work this into a question here because I want to just read that last part.
Yeah, he was actually one of the guys that was in New Orleans.
So I guess apparently he said that he had like a student in his class. Assuming he's a teacher.
He's a junior high teacher.
Why are the United States and Mexico two different countries if they appear on a map together? So we're going to get to the bottom of this. Let's get to the bottom of it. Well, I don't know if you know this person that was asking this question. There's countries and they have borders.
Yeah.
And the border of that country, believe it or not, that's where that country ends and the next country begins.
Yeah. The border might not be quite as strong as some people would like it to be. But it is there.
Now, the border is a line on a map. There's not, like, say there's a wall. There's no wall.
Yeah, there's no, like, guy with a paintbrush actually painting
right. Yeah,
the border.
You can, yeah, it'll say usually, like, entering blank, entering blank. But, yeah, you cross over from one of those into another one, and you've just crossed countries. You know, you just went from one country to another. That's how it works. That's how maps are.
If you've ever seen Blue Streak, right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Just hop over.
The red, the white, and the green.
The green.
Yeah, you had to turn around and look at it. We're doing a lot of inside movie jokes, I feel like, this week. That
like, you guys have got to watch the video podcast, because half of this is fucking sight jokes.
A lot of it. Or listen though, and just assume. Just make up with what you want with what we're doing, you know? Yeah, that's why they. That's why the countries are different. Just
yeah, cause. Tyler, I love you, but tell your student she's a fucking idiot.
Don't tell her that. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Just tell her to listen to Pass Fury podcast and send her questions here.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Tell her to listen.
Ooh, Tyler, and good, we will good idea. Like, put on your like. So he's a junior high.
Yeah,
junior high teacher. So just like on the board, put Mr. Thomason, and then like give out extra credit or like a homework grade based on whether or not you subscribe to Pass Fury podcast. Screenshot that and send it to you.
He's been asking to be on the pod. If we get his entire class to listen,
Tyler Thomason, that, you will be on this podcast
if you get your entire class to listen.
And how many people are in your class?
Well, I mean, how many people are in his class? Got junior high, 6 or 7 classes of 15 to 20 kids each.
If we get 25 or more tweets with screenshots of you subscribing past the gravy. I want to see that subscribe button smashed, that you are subscribed to that. Go to the podcast app, hit subscribe, show us that your students are subscribed to Past the Gravy. Tyler Thomason, you're going to be on this podcast. That's how you get on, buddy.
We might actually get him on here.
I mean, I'm just saying, at Past the Gravy Pod, they've got to tweet it to us with the screenshot that they subscribed and say, I'm a subscriber or something along the lines of that. And now you're going to also just be like just ruining these young minds. But you could also say you're making them woke.
Because we are the woke, buddy. You know what it is.
We're the wokest podcast. We're the biggest anti-rape podcast. And we're
good for these kids.
The only podcast that's ever ended the wage gap.
That's true.
Martin Luther King kind of show.
Get on it, you tiny little bitch.
So, Tyler, I want to see some screenshots. Say that they subscribe to Pass the Gravy Podcast at Pass the Gravy Pod. Let's go. All right, our next question comes from Joe Beverly. I don't believe he's written into us before either. We got a bunch of new people today. Everybody but Sean Cummins.
What's up, Joe?
Joe says, was field hockey created by aquaphobes or people that were just too lazy to learn how to ice skate? Now, I've never heard the term aquaphobe, so that's why I went with this one. But, like, you're scared of water? You're scared of ice?
I'm sorry.
Like, aquaphobe, like, ice is frozen water, so wouldn't it be ice phobes?
Read that back one more time. I gotta fucking hear that from start to finish again.
Was field hockey created by aquaphobes or people that were just too lazy to learn how to ice skate? Like, yes, ice is frozen water. You got that part, Joe. But, like, you're not just skating on water for a period. Like, there's no period where you're skating on water. Bobby jokes, I thought you were getting up to weigh in on this. I thought he had a hot take real quick. Like, I mean, I guess, like, if you're scared of water, you're going to have to fill that ice thing, you know, at some point, if you're, like, making a backyard ice rink. But, like, if you... No, I don't think so. I think it was people that were too lazy to skate.
I'm going to go with aquaphobes just because I like that term. You're just aquaphobic.
Such an That's aquaphobe. What you are. What are you? You don't want to go to the water park? You fucking aquaphobe. You don't want to fish? Aquaphobe. Why do you want to go swimming? Are you an aquaphobe?
Sorry, I can't go to Schlittermann this weekend. I'm an aquaphobe.
I can't drink water. I'm an aquaphobe. I'm aquaphobic.
I only drink Dr. Pepper. I'm an aquaphobe.
Dude, that's the greatest. Like, I wish there were more applications to calling people that in regular day life. Like, I don't think aquaphobe is a thing.
Oh, you don't want to do the ALS challenge? Are you an aquaphobe?
Ooh. Did you see the new ALS challenge? It's eating a pepper, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not about that.
Aquaphobe. I just Googled it. And
are there any instances of it being used?
In the Collins Dictionary, not the Webster's, it says a person who is abnormally afraid of water. maybe we're the ones that are. Maybe
black people.
Maybe Joe is the wokest. I didn't hear what you said there, but it seemed incredibly inappropriate. I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear it. I'm going to move on. Just going to move past that one. But I would say aquaphobes, according to this dictionary definition, yeah, that's a thing. People that are afraid of water. But I'm honestly just going to say that field hockey was created by people that were too lazy to learn how to ice skate. Like, you're like, they're ice skating, but like, we want to play hockey here. I don't like it. Was by somebody that didn't want to have to drive to an ice rink. Because I, as a guy that played hockey, especially in Texas, it was a pain in the ass. Like, when I couldn't drive, my mom had to drive me to fucking Sugar Land from Katy, yeah, or to fucking Memorial City or to Sharpstown or to Willowbrook to fucking practice or play games. And now it's just like, then like when I got old enough, I'd have to drive out there, but it's a pain in the ass. And I feel like it was literally made by somebody that probably lived in like a warm climate that was just like, fuck, dude, I'm not driving to Sugarland to fucking play hockey. Let's just do it. Like, there's a fucking football field right there. Get a stick. Let's go. We'll play with a ball.
I will defer to your expertise.
I think that people were just too lazy to learn how to ice skate, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aquaphobes are great.
You know,
it's a great question.
I hate to abandon the aquaphobe, but I think I got to go with what I actually think is right. And I think you're right.
This may be the best week of questions ever.
Dude, we're fine.
Like, we've had some fucking great ones. All right, our final question of the week comes from Chris Nevin. Welcome to the podcast, Chris, or welcome to the answers segment, at least. I don't know if you are a regular listener that just now is writing in. And the old sports radio terms, it was long-time listener, first-time caller. Now I think we could be like long-time listener, first-time answers segment asker. So, or answers questions asker. That's what we need to work on. We don't really take a lot of phone calls. So that's why. But Chris Nevin writes in and says, is a maraca just an adult-sized ladle? You are familiar with our ladle bit we've been going on. Anything that you have a handle on is a ladle, therefore. Anything that you put a handle on anything, it turns into a ladle. Whether or not it is a good ladle, that's up for debate. But it's a ladle nonetheless.
That's your definition, not mine.
No, a ladle is anything you can put a handle on.
No, that's your definition, not mine.
This is a tale as old as time. If you listen to Past the Grave, if you're Past the Grave podcast historian, you would know. A ladle is anything you can put a handle on.
We've been over this.
Right, but I'm just saying.
But this is a new age of Past the Gravy.
No, I'm not
just going to roll with what you better. And Chris thought
you
was okay.
You better roll with... No, Chris didn't think the ladle thing was okay, which is kind of why it became a thing.
Well, you know what? Well, that's why I'm in this seat.
You dick. All right, well, a maraca has a handle on it already. So what you would say is like the shaker part is the part that you would be turning into... Yeah, it is.
See,
it's an adult...
I think of a ladle.
I mean, an adult-sized ladle is a regular-sized ladle.
You gotta be able to scoop with ladle.
That's the whole point. Whether or not it's a good ladle, like a maraca's a fucking shitty ladle. It's not gonna scoop shit, but it's gonna be able to try.
You could
because you got a handle
right into that gravy, and you're just gonna move it quick. You're gonna move it quick and then let it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It is a ladle.
No.
Oh, it is. It's got a handle on it, buddy. But an adult-sized ladle, like an adult-sized ladle is a regular-sized ladle. So it'd be something along those lines.
Even if you want to go with your definition of the ladle, that's the problem. The adult-sized ladle is...
I'm not saying it's...
is what fucks it up.
The whole point is, like, I'm saying it's not adult-sized. I'm not saying it's not a ladle. It's definitely a ladle.
The adult size is where you fucking lose it.
Right.
Because adult size...
And that's what we're getting to the bottom.
If you want to go adult size, we're basically putting a fucking...
Just a regular size ladle,
An arm on a mixing bowl. That's what I think of when I think of
those size egg beater things. Those little like egg. That's basically what that is. And this is, that's about the size of a maraca, except it just goes. Do your best maraca. Let's go. Let's hear it. No, Bobby Jokes. Do your best maraca. All right, Pat, you give us your best maraca. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I was pissed off there because I tried to text 15 to 20 three different times, and the first two it came out 15 to 30.
Well, do you not notice that he's now like trying to be as much like Chris Hogan as he could be? He's texting during the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I did.
He's ignoring what we're saying.
Hey, but I was texting behind my wall, which, by the way, guys, check out my Twitter feed and you will see that I built the wall.
Pat's going to build a wall every time. I'm a little offended because, Robert, you as a Hispanic person, you seem a little upset.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had to stand over here now. I mean, I always...
I'm sorry, you're not... You're
going to stand there regardless, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you're putting a wall on the other side of his
camera. The wall is separating me and the camera.
That's his camera, though, so he can't, like... Are you trying to...
You are still pretty...
What are you trying to say to him?
Side of the wall. Like, the wall...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
The wall doesn't include Alex either.
I'm outside the wall.
There is no race. The wall is me versus everybody else. And actually, kind of, technically...
Bobby Jokes, you're still kind of outside the wall, though. So, like... you saved yourself a little bit, but not so much.
Your ability to be offended by the wall means you don't belong in the wall.
Check your privilege. a maraca is not an adult-sized ladle. It's a smaller-sized ladle, but I would say it's like a half-ass ladle for adults, you know? It's a pretty shitty ladle, though, in the scheme of ladles.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with the adult ladle.
Yeah, I will, too. All right, so like we said, if you want to send your answers questions in, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Answers at pastthegravypod.com or at pastthegravypod on Twitter. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat is at not Pat Dionne, D-I-O-N-N-E, and Robert is at Robert Barbosa 03. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Like we said a million times already, review us on iTunes. Give us that 5-star review. Roast the fuck out of us. We want to read it.
Do it.
Be like, don't hold back. Roast the shit out of Pass the Gravy podcast. We will read all of them that roast us. Like, if you don't roast us, we're not going to read that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, give us some good roast. Honestly, we'll turn it into there are segment. Some people that put some pretty sweet stuff to us. And it's like, you guys are being really nice. Thank you for saying the kind words. But, like, nobody wants to hear, like, oh, I love this podcast. I listen every week.
You're
like,
doing a great job.
I want to hear that. But, like, the people that are listening want you guys to roast the fuck out of us.
I
want to
hear
Do it.
I want to hear people calling me a fat piece
Let's
of shit.
Get it. Also, I don't like this doesn't have anything to do with the podcast, but like if you're on Reddit, I found a new subreddit this week that I'd like to share with everybody. It's pretty great. It's called Reddit/r/IHaveSex, and it's basically people that are on like social media bragging about like, oh, you're a virgin if you've done that. So it's a lot of like those high school, junior high kids that are trying to like brag about like, oh, this is a picture of me while my girlfriend's giving me a blowjob. Your girlfriend's clearly not giving me a blowjob, but like, or like people that just talk about how much like of a sex expert they are. It's like, whoa, buddy, like this guy fucks. Watch out. So like. That's the subreddit.
Her tit felt like a bag of sand.
It's really stupid. I'm not saying it's not stupid, but like, it's consumed a lot of my week this week. So go check it out. r/IHaveSex on Reddit.
Tweet the link and I'll check it.
All right, go check it out, guys. And if the answer segment at Pass the Gravy Pod or answered at PassTheGravyPod.com. Does anybody else here have anything else for our listeners? No one does. Anyone?
I think we've pretty much fucking.
Hey guys, don't forget hashtag at Pass the Gravy Pod. Tag us all if you want to. Hashtag at me3 or hashtag me3. We're all part of that. We're with you, ladies. We're on your side. Until next week, pass the gravy, bitches. Later. Well, the jello and the jiggles.
The pudding.